Corey Hall, how you doing over there? It's Joel, Joel Radio. I'm trying to get information out of Corey. He's like, no.
We're ready for the broadcast. The big broadcast
big
is now.
Show. Well, this is the big show of the year.
On the interwebs. This yeah. is the show we've all waited
That's
for.
Right.
I'm in black tie.
Yeah, exactly. This is a black tie formal affair.
Joel,
I hope you're all dressed
looks
up.
Stunning.
Yes, this is top hat tails.
Joel is wearing Versace Privé. Armani Privé. He's wearing an incredible, this was shown in Milan.
Yeah, absolutely. It was on the runways.
Yes, it's off the shoulder. Uh-huh. It's a shimmering, shimmering coral blue chiffon. It's a wonderful dress.
And I must say that
looks great.
Corey's hair is very well done
Thank
for the
you.
Show.
Yes, I
know he spent a lot of hours in the chair for that.
I got my weave,
He got his blowout done, and he's here. Because this is the big show of the year, everybody. It's the end of 2013. It's the assholes of the year
Woo!
Here on Joel Radio.
This show is our favorite show of the year, I think.
I think so. I think it's fun. It's fun making the list, you know, not just telling it, but actually making it is fun.
Now, I will honestly, I recently, my old buddy Sean was in town, and we got together with a few of the guys, and I laughed really hard that night.
Yeah.
But I have to say, the hardest I've probably laughed in the last 5 years was during Assholes of the Year.
Right.
During the Oprah discussion, I think both of us nearly died.
Yeah, Oprah, you picked, I forget even why you picked Oprah that year, but it was like Oprah did a show
it
where
it was Oprah's
she
going
back,
away year.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she did a whole year of a celebration of me. And and she brought out the old hosts like Sally Jesse Raphael.
Right, and it was like
to rub their dicks in the dirt.
Right, Montel Williams had the rubber feet, and it was like all kinds of like,
and I think
she had a $100 bill on a fishing line. And
don't
had
stop it! I'm gonna
I
laugh
know,
again.
So that's the thing.
And I think if you listen back to that show, you'll hear Joel and I both actually have a cardiac episode.
It was amazing.
We laughed too hard during that.
Now, and when I make my list, and we talked about this a little bit, I try not to repeat guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to, not put on guys from last year and whatever. But, because like last year, if you remember, my
sometimes it's inevitable.
Well, number one, here's the thing. And this is why I love
I don't have
assholes
access
of the
to
year.
My list, so I don't know what.
The assholes of the year list, for me, like last year's list was, my number one was Lance Armstrong. Now, I'm very proud of that because I was ahead of the curve. Because Lance Armstrong, all the bullshit about Lance Armstrong really happened this year. He did the interview with Oprah, coincidentally enough, and that's when everyone turned on him. Hmm. But I hated him last year. I mean, the allegations were out against him. He was already in trouble. But then when he decided he was going to do that interview and really look like a piece of garbage, that's when everyone went after him. But I'm not using him in 2013 because I was so ahead of him in 2012 that he was an asshole then. So anyway. So I'm not picking Lance Armstrong this year, just so we know.
No, and my number one was Karl Rove, who had a lot of election shenanigans and was caught during the election in disbelief that Obama was winning. And
he was like denying the election.
Yeah.
And the results were coming in, and he was going, "This can't be right."
Right, he had like a meltdown on air.
He had like a network
He's been kind of quiet this year.
Well, obviously. Mm-hmm. For obvious reasons.
Yeah, so no... We will retire the Armstrong, the Rove Armstrong douchebag hotline.
Yeah. And we'll have a new one. By the end of the show, we will know the name of next
But the number remains the same,
610-552-0746. That's correct.
So please send us your messages. We'll play them on the air.
We will.
We don't have a phone line because, we only started this show in 2006. And
well, and this schedule, having a phone line is, there's the technology is probably there where I could get a Google Voice number and put that on Twitter or something that we don't
honestly
have
I listen to a local podcast, like a sports related podcast, and they took calls.
Yeah.
And I hate the calls on sports
already. Already.
I already on like professional terrestrial over the air radio guys call in and they're like, "Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah.
Y'all good?" And I just like, it's just they waste 35
and
40 seconds of my life.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "I don't know what that McMullen is doing over there." When you just like, they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
And they call, and they're like, "Dombrowski ought to trade, he ought to trade Miguel Cabrera and we'll get the entire Yankees roster." It's just like, they don't know what they're doing. So, no offense to you, our lovely listeners, whoever you are. I someday we'll do a live show. We'll take calls.
We'll take calls, but that will be another day.
Until then, 610-552-0746. Please leave messages. If you're listening over at the Ford plant,
yes, we have my listeners, Jamie, and his buddies, the Ford plant. I hope you're listening. It's a great show.
Do you know what shift that they're working?
Jamie, I think, works overnights. Jamie is my cousin's husband, and I believe he works overnights, and he listens to the show. And
third
he says,
shift, where are you at?
All right.
I promise, this is my vow to you. We're not even at the end of the year, but I promise in 2014 that we'll talk more about titties. And,
well, we do a fair amount of titties.
In fact, we'll probably bring some titties
on
the
show. Our titty coverage. Yeah, we've only had one pair of titties on the show, aside from yours and mine.
We've failed to have titties.
We had Lauren Uhalic on here, the comedian.
Yeah,
and she was good, but
we need more titties.
We need more girls. That's a goal for next year, is more chicks. More chicks. Okay, so with that all said, why don't we get into the list here, Corey? Let's get into our assholes of the year. Mm. I've spent hours, and normally I do my assholes of the year. I'll start in January, start keeping notes, but I think this year I started a little late, so this may skew more towards recent stuff, but some of these guys have been all year. Some of these incidents happen maybe later in the year, but it's good. Do you want to go first, or should I? How do you want to do it?
Go ahead. You
want me to go first. I'm going to lead. My number 10 asshole of the year is somebody. Now, this is not I'm going to say the name, and you're not going to know who this is. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to tell you who this is, and you're still not going to know who it is probably, but we'll go from there. This is a woman named Aisha Adkins.
Okay.
Aisha Adkins, who you probably don't know, is married to the rapper Ja Rule.
Oh, well, sure.
Now, you think just marrying a rapper would make you an asshole, and it probably does, but it doesn't make you the asshole of the year. See, what happened was Mr. Rule, if we can call him that.
Mr. Rule.
Just give him proper respect, I think we'll call him Mr. Rule.
Mm-hmm.
He went away, he did a stint, I think he had a gun on him, and he was pulled over in New York, and they don't like that.
Okay.
So Ja Rule went to jail for a while.
You're trying to tell me that a rapper
right.
was involved in the gun charge.
So he goes off to jail for...
I find that dubious, Joel.
So he's off to jail for, I think, about 2 years or something. Then he gets out, and the wife and him are going to split up. And the wife is accusing Ja Rule. Actually, they're splitting up. She's accusing him of leaving her for his prison cellmate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, I don't know if Ja Rule turned into a homo in jail or not. And that certainly, you know, I guess you've heard stories of that happening before. But this is a rapper. You can't. That's really doing a guy dirty. To talk about how he's going to move in with his prison cellmate.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's wrong. You know what I mean? I'm saying, look, Ja Rule, suck all the dicks you want, buddy. Please do.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I hope you suck more dicks so you don't rap anymore. I don't want to hear your shit. But for the wife to accuse him of being gay with the prison cellmate, I mean, that's just humiliating for the sake of humiliating. And really, women, when you're going through a divorce or a breakup with a woman, women will do some dirty, nasty shit to guys.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the best example I could find of that this year, so... Aisha Adkins.
Wow.
Welcome to the assholes of the year,
well,
Aisha. You're
that's
in good
a,
company.
She's a treat. And,
well, I mean, but what would you, I mean, you know, what if, you know, you're married and what if you got divorced and they said, Corey is, you know, carrying on with his podcast partner, Joel Fragamenti. How upset would you be?
Yes, that would be.
That would be torn.
I would be upset that they insinuated that.
We would all be upset.
Yes, everybody would.
I would be upset.
Anyone who heard that rumor would be upset and disgusted. Well, Ja Rule, please.
Yeah, I mean, and
you could just have said, this bitch married Ja Rule, and I would have said, that's fine.
That's enough, yeah.
That's an asshole.
I'm with you.
All right, my number 10 asshole, I'm going to go into the world of sports.
Okay.
Many deserving sporting assholes this year.
I got some on my list, sure.
But number 10 for me is a gentleman by the name of Lane Kiffin. You're familiar with Lane Kiffin's work.
I don't know what he did this year.
Well, Lane Kiffin...
He's been an asshole for a while, but...
Lane Kiffin's been an asshole wherever he went.
Yeah.
He was a protege. He was a young phenom wunderkind. Got coaching jobs at an early age. Uh-huh. Got coaching jobs at... He's been at the Oakland Raiders.
I believe he may have been the youngest coach in NFL history or something, wasn't he?
Yes, he was like 31 or two. Making the youngest coach in Raiders history, yeah. Anyway, he's bounced around. He took the Raiders nowhere because the Raiders are terrible.
Sure.
Then he went from the Raiders and he kind of departed in a kind of a mess. went to Tennessee.
Oh, that's forgot about Tennessee.
Which is a great job.
Tennessee College, the university.
Right.
Yeah.
Tennessee is considered a big program,
top tier football program,
top tier NCAA program, and I think he lasted about a year in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Then bolted from Tennessee to go take the job at USC. USC has been mired in giant restriction, they're on probation.
Scandals, and yeah.
After Pete Carroll bailed and went to the NFL, USC has been buried under, you know, scholarship restrictions and all kinds of, all leading back to Detroit Lions running back Reggie Bush, who took a bunch of money when he was in college.
Bush kind of took the money and ran, so to speak.
Exactly.
Literally and figuratively.
So anyway, Lane Kiffin's been trying to build the USC program, and he lasted about 3 years.
Okay.
Well, his record has been atrocious. And he had a 4-7 record in his last 11 games.
Okay.
At USC. And USC.
And they used to win like almost every game, or they'd lose one a year.
USC, a Pac 12 powerhouse.
Yeah, right.
Another big college program. You know, if you list like your top 10, 15 programs, USC is considered one of the elites.
And they were probably the number one program under Pete Carroll.
For his
tenure, they were the best team in college.
Well, they stumbled around with their dick in their hand for the last 3 years. So here's what happened. They decided to terminate him immediately during the season. And this is the best part. After a road trip, they told him to get off the bus.
I remember that, yeah. They
got off the plane. They flew back from where they were.
Right.
Flew into, LAX.
Yeah.
And then before he boarded the team bus to take it back to the school, they said, you're done.
Get the fuck off.
That's incredible.
That's great.
And you know, that's a real... And Kiffin has apparently just been an obnoxious jerk wherever he's gone. Not only has he been losing, but he's been brash and arrogant. And to get fired during the season and told to get off the bus.
But that's him. That's an asshole getting what they deserve. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is what that is. I like that. All right. Lane Kiffin, definitely deserving. Yeah. Let's stay in the world of sports for my number nine. We're going to go to the head coaching ranks of the NFL this time. You know, football coaches are kind of, like, you kind of have to be an asshole to be a football coach, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was kind of a guy everybody liked, but I've picked Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you know exactly why if you've been following football.
Well,
he did this. They were playing the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday night a couple weeks ago, and it was a punt return, and the guy from the Ravens broke this return, and Tomlin literally, he didn't go as far as to trip the guy. There's a famous story, I forget who the coach was, that jumped out of the stands and jumped off the sideline to tackle the guy.
Didn't Woody Hayes?
Yeah, I mean, it was Woody Hayes.
Woody Hayes ended his career by punching opposing player.
Yeah, but anyway, he didn't quite go so far, but he made it to where the guy that was running down the sideline for the touchdown had to cut in, which allowed the Steelers to tackle him and prevent the touchdown. Now, I forget what the penalty is. I think it was a $100,000 fine that the NFL
They fined the team,
Tomlin.
I think, $100,000.
Yeah.
And if you watch the replay, he's kind of idly walking around the sideline, looking up at the monitor.
Right.
I don't know, he wasn't even paying attention to the play.
Well, I think when he realized the play was getting close, he made sure not to move.
You see him sidestep.
Yeah, he does. It's very, very shady. It's very Zapruder film-esque to watch this tape of him. Because, you know, there was like this fan film that was shot from like the upper deck of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, this guy's full of shit. And then he didn't even admit it. He just goes, you know, I made a mistake and blah, blah, blah. But he clearly was trying to interfere with the football game. He got caught. He didn't admit it. So, Mike Tomlin, welcome to the assholes of the year.
Sure.
You are the number nine asshole. And you beat the Lions this year.
Absolutely.
At a game that we should have won. So, that doesn't help your case.
Well, and the Steelers were terrible the first half of the year, too.
Yes, exactly.
All right, enough football.
Enough football.
Let's go to the world of film.
Oh.
Which, you know, is where I spend most of my day.
Yeah.
In the wonderful world of film.
Great.
And I'm going to a gentleman who has in the past distinguished himself, had many accolades, has made many films I've liked, but he made a movie this year.
Oh, I think I know. I'm going to write it down before you even say it.
And this gentleman is, well, look, let's be honest, this guy has a checkered past.
Oh.
Spike Lee, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. Let me cross out Peter Jackson and write Spike.
I had Peter Jackson on the list. That's where you thought I was going. And believe me, for that friggity fucking stupid Hobbit movie.
I haven't decided if I'm going to see that or not.
Don't see it.
Yeah,
don't.
I know.
Here's what you should do.
I know, but the 48 frame a second.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do, Joel.
I'm a nerd for that.
Get a cloak.
Yeah.
Okay, get a cloak and go get yourself a plastic sword from the dollar store.
Yeah.
Go walk in the woods for an hour and a half.
Go LARPing for a
while. Yeah, yeah. You'll get the same experience as watching.
My God. Yeah, it looks
that
terrible.
For God's sake. I almost said Peter Jackson.
All right. What did Spike Lee do? What did Spike Lee do?
Spike Lee, and believe me, anyway, Spike Lee could be considered an asshole any old time of the year.
Yeah.
For just being Spike Lee. He remade a movie called Old Boy.
Yeah, he did.
Which is a Korean film from 2004.
Very so well regarded film. Yeah.
Yeah, it's considered a modern classic. Everybody loves Old Boy. It's a weird revenge movie in which a guy is kidnapped and he doesn't know why, and he's stuck in a room for 10 years, and then he gets out and goes buck wild and hunts down the guys that imprisoned him, and then it ends up the reason he was imprisoned is very complicated. And well, Spike Lee made a remake of Old Boy.
Yeah. With Josh Brolin.
With Josh Brolin as a star. I could tell you how Old Boy is, but it was not shown to critics.
Oh.
It wasn't shown to critics anywhere.
Really?
And we asked them, because I'm a member of the Detroit Film Critics Society, and at the end of the year, we were looking at the list of all the movies, and we said, where's Old Boy? And we called the studios, and they would not give us Old Boy.
Just refusing to put it out there.
They flatly said this film is not
being
screened for critics. Now, apparently, Josh Brolin, the star of Old Boy, didn't like it.
Oh.
And said that there had been a 3-hour cut. And he liked the 3-hour cut. And then they hacked it down to 90 minutes. And he didn't like it.
Oh.
And then on top of this, there was a guy who allegedly did promotional artwork. He did poster designs for Old Boy. The firm representing the motion pictures company denied that he'd ever worked on these things. And then he leaked them to the internet and people liked them.
Oh.
And then he sent a direct letter to Spike Lee like, hey, Spike, you know that I did these.
Okay.
You know. The posters that were finally released for the film looked somewhat similar to what he had done. And he said, look, help me out, get my back. They don't want to pay me for these.
Oh.
And Spike was like, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Wow.
So Spike Lee made a mess.
But I thought this movie did okay in the ratings. Like, not critically, the people that did review it, I thought gave it, I'm guessing the Metacritic is 75 for this. I don't know.
Let's see what the Old Boy is. All right. Let's check. It's probably even 44%.
On Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes, it's hanging at 44%.
Oh, well, that's not very good.
That is not very good.
Oh.
And Spike Lee not only made a bad film that he didn't want to show anybody.
Yeah,
he wrecked a classic. He made a remake of a recent classic. The star hated him.
Yeah.
And then he screwed over a guy who did the graphic designs.
Okay.
So, Spike Lee, go back to the Knicks game and go bitch and watch that shit.
Yeah.
Go watch Carmelo Anthony.
Right, Spike has kind of been an asshole most of his life anyway.
Go
so.
Watch Carmelo Anthony go four for 12 from the floor and put up some bricks from the outside.
Yeah.
And just shut up. Go to seriously. Enough with the Spike Lee. I've had Peter Jackson almost got it.
Yeah, you know what? I was going right there. What was Corey P. upset? I know he hated Hobbit, but no. Okay. All right. So I'm going to stay in the world of film tangentially. Anyway, this guy is not a filmmaker apparently, but he's a media guy. And in fact, this is a guy you probably like, and I would say I probably like this guy. He is from the NPR set. He's from the PBS set.
Okay.
He's definitely a friend of the left. Not that he's a politician in any way, but. This asshole is a guy named Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is a guy. He's the new Cosmos guy.
Yes, he's
the new Carl Sagan.
He's a noted astrophysicist.
Yeah, and
right?
he's a talking head. He's on a bunch of these shows. And, you know, he's a guy that makes physics, accessible for the mainstream public. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Well, what happened was there was a movie
did he do?
I'm going to tell you.
All right.
There was a movie. Like I said, this tangentially has to do with movies. Actually, it has more than tangentially. There was a movie that came out called Gravity. Mm-hmm. This movie, Gravity, which we both really liked, will probably be in my top 10 movies of the year when we do that show. And everyone loved this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson, see, this is just a case of self-promotion. He decided he would ruin everyone's fun and say, you know, the events depicted in Gravity could not happen in the real world.
Sure.
Because the distance between where the satellites orbit 10 times higher than the International Space Station, it's like, shut up. He just wanted to ruin everyone's good fucking time. Because this guy's Mr. Reality Physics guy. So everyone's at the movies having a good time, and he goes, well, you know.
But the truth is, and you know what? I know. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I know.
He's kind of a blowhard, though.
This is an asshole move, though. It's a dick move to do that.
Although, he's a guy who's very pro-education.
He is.
Very pro-science. Okay. I like that a lot about him. But I'll tell you what. I do this every movie. Okay. I don't think there should ever be a horror movie.
Okay.
Because no horror movie ever exists in a world in which you could get out of most situations.
Right,
right?
Yeah, right.
Right? Every
we have
single
cell phones
movie,
and locks on the door.
The cell phone breaks in every single horror movie. They drop it in the toilet. They forget to charge the battery. They drop it in the lake.
There's no signal where they are.
This happens in every goddamned single horror movie. So I hate those.
Okay.
I could blow a hole in every movie.
Right. And you could blow a hole in Gravity. That's fine. But everyone's having fun.
Well,
don't be a dick. Don't fucking piss on everyone's parade. And then this guy.
But you know what? Some reporter came to him and went,
No.
What do you want to say?
No. That's wrong. He put it on Twitter.
Okay.
The movie came out and he started going on Twitter and going blah, blah, blah. And there were other guys. There were other like astronauts and stuff who came out and said that, you know, Gravity wouldn't be happening in real world. We fucking know. You act like we're fucking stupid, Neil deGrasse. I know you're the, got the biggest brain in the world, Neil deGrasse Tyson. We're not fucking morons.
Well,
we know that can't happen in the real world, but we're okay with it.
Okay, here's a now Gravity. I liked Gravity a lot. I thought it was a visually it was a masterpiece of design and of you know, visual effects.
Sure.
They did stuff I didn't even know how they did.
Yeah,
great effects and an incredible 3D IMAX experience.
Yeah,
the story was a little thin.
Okay.
I thought it was, but I enjoyed it. It was a pretty good movie overall.
And
Sandra Bullock was very good in it. It's getting a lot of, you know, I think the New York Film Critics liked it. It's getting a lot of.
I think it got
buzz.
Golden Globe nominated. I believe those came out today.
Yeah.
I think it was in there. So, you know, but my
feeling
is. It's
a fine film, but if you watch. Spoilers. If you haven't seen Gravity already, spoiler. Basically, the entire human space program, all our efforts in space go to hell. At the same time,
well,
in Gravity.
I know, but they try to
and
make
it's kind
it...
of like the International Space Station, the Chinese Space Station, and like the shuttles all get blown up at the same time.
Okay, but I mean, that's a movie.
Well,
it's fine.
I know.
We know it's a movie. My feeling with Tim is like he's acting like, you know, that was for just a movie, and in the real world, and it's like, yeah, we know. And well, we know that Jabba the Hutt's not real in Star Wars, but it's fine.
You know, though, doctors sit around and watch like Grey's Anatomy and go, "Oh, that's fucking
preposterous." I know, but this guy is just using this to put his own name out there, and I think that's disgusting.
Well,
don't fucking use some hit movie to promote yourself. Okay,
I think there's worse sins.
Well, I think that's an asshole
move. Okay.
I think it's an asshole move. So he's my number eight asshole of the year, Corey. So
number,
give me your
eight.
Number eight.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I mean, we all know. I'm just going to Miley Cyrus. Let's just get her out of the way.
Yeah, why not? We don't even have to discuss this if you don't want.
No,
we know what we
I will say this, that never in the history of pop music has a starlet been more interested in showing me a body I didn't want to look at.
Yeah, that's part of it.
I swear. I mean, maybe Paula Abdul with her chunky thighs. But this one, this Miley Cyrus can't wait to take her clothes off. And show me her tiny little hillbilly BB wound. I mean, they look like she got shot with BB gun.
Well,
her tiny little boobs.
Yeah.
Her no flat, non-existent ass. Now, this is where I want to reach out in the spirit of post-racial America.
Yeah.
In Obama's post-racial American society. I want to reach out to my brothers on the other side. I want to talk to the brothers now.
Yeah, okay, brothers.
I sometimes find my black friends are a little out their minds.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a friend, and I will name him, Ricardo Flanagan.
Okay.
Who's a comedian.
Yeah.
You know Ricardo as
I
well.
I do know Ricardo.
I got very upset with him because he said Kate Upton wasn't hot because she didn't have an ass.
Well, that's he's an idiot.
Now, that's insane.
It is.
That's insanity.
Sure, yeah.
You look at Kate Upton, it's all curves.
Yeah.
It's all very, very extremely top rate.
It's great, yeah.
Top shelf pussy. That is fuckability 101. But the brother's got to have that ass.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? In the case of Miley, there's no ass.
And so the brothers
there's
get it wrong?
There. No, they're completely the right. I'm with you. I'm going to speak in solidarity.
Oh.
Brothers, you're correct. Miley ain't got no ass.
Yeah, well.
She ain't got anything. She's a she's a hillbilly stick. She's a, you know, a tomboy.
You could hate her because she's, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter.
She's also got fucking talentless. She's god awful.
I agree. I don't like
horrific.
Those songs. Yeah.
She was everywhere. At all times, her ubiquity was just stunning.
Yeah.
She even outdid Justin Timberlake, who went on about a three-month jag of when his new album came out. We couldn't get enough of him.
Yeah. I think she is also a case of self-promotion. Just ridiculous self-promotion.
Most of the people on these lists.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, the media buys into anything. Mm-hmm. My media will just go along with anything. And you know, Miley Cyrus is a star, and I guess she is popular amongst teenage girls and stuff like that. But Yeah, I'm not a fan, and I don't get the whole thing. I didn't think any of that stuff she did was sexy this year.
No.
She went on stage at the Europe. They were in Amsterdam for the Europe Awards, the MTV Europe.
The MTV Euro Awards.
The EMAs or whatever they call them. And she like lit up a joint on stage, like, oh, that's so edgy. And just shut up. It's enough. Get out.
Yeah.
All right. So I agree with you on that.
She just dumbed down America.
Exactly. That's enough. Yeah. All right. Well, let me go to number seven. And this is my first white guy. This is my first. It's been an all black list to this point, believe it or not.
Okay.
So I'm proud to say that I'm putting white guys higher than black guys. I don't know what happened to this
country.
No, I'm kidding, of course. But this guy is a guy who is a titan of industry. I actually like this guy's company. I've certainly given this guy tons of money over the years, or his company anyway. Yeah. But he came out, again, in the shameless self-promotion. I'm going to give it to Jeff Bezos.
Oh,
who is the chairman of Amazon.com, the owner, whatever.
Well-deserved, yes.
And he went on, and then basically this, and Bezos is a billionaire, okay? And, you know, billionaires, you can hate a billionaire just for being a fucking rich asshole billionaire.
Uh-huh.
And we'll get to more of those guys. But anyway, Bezos went on and said, I'm going to have drones pick up and deliver your packages. And he goes on 60 Minutes. Coincidentally, the day before Black Friday, when everyone's going to be shopping online, and says, and he uses 60 Minutes as his forum, which 60 Minutes should know better than to let some fucking douchebag promote his shit on there.
Well, 60 Minutes has made other mistakes.
Right. We might be getting to some more 60 Minutes before we're done. But anyway, so Bezos goes on and does this stupid interview, and everyone comes out and says, you know, the FAA is not going to allow them to fly drones over our cities to drop off fucking Amazon packages. Not to mention that he's claiming, you know, like, I can deliver any package in 30 minutes if you live within 10 miles of the warehouse. And I'm like, oh, wait, so you're Domino's Pizza. That's what you've invented. You can do what a college kid can do in his Ford Escort. What a fucking genius you are, Jeff Bezos. And he's not even serious about these drones. He's just trying to make Amazon look cutting edge. And I think it's just stupid. Amazon is a good company. You don't need these fucking stupid-ass drones to get stuff to you quickly. It's all just, I'm a billionaire. I'm going to blow a bunch of money on this dumb shit. And you should celebrate me. And we shouldn't celebrate you. That's an asshole move. So, Jeff Bezos.
Well, I mean.
You are one of the assholes of the year.
I think the argument Bezos made was that the FAA doesn't have rules under 400 feet. So that these drones,
if it flies low enough.
But if it's under 400 feet, it's going to hit all kinds of stuff, right?
I've heard that that's not. I think they do have. I think it would be a problem. There's going to be opposition anyway locally. People will pass ordinances to say no drones. I mean, there's already this stuff where, you know, guys are using these, you know, these helicopters to spy on their neighbors sunbathing. We've heard stories of that and looking through windows with these things. So there is going to be a pushback from the public. Nobody really wants this. We don't really need your shit that quickly. It's okay.
Well, that's the other problem. Not just Jeff Bezos. Who are the assholes that need their copy of season 4 of Stargate SG-1?
Yeah.
Blu-ray, 75% off in their deal of the day.
Yeah.
Who needs that now?
Right. They need it in 30 minutes.
They're like,
wait.
I need that in an hour.
Right.
I get this. I got to get.
But you know what? The thing with Amazon, too, is they're moving to, you know, it's. Amazon apparently doesn't make money. They actually run in the red. Mm. But where Amazon is very profitable is in services. You know, Amazon owns all these servers.
Yeah.
They own, like, the biggest bank of servers that anyone can sort of rent space on these. I forget what they're called. If it's Amazon's. There's some name if you get technical.
Okay.
But, like, Netflix. If you watch Netflix, those movies are stored from Amazon's data center. So that's what they do well, and that's a very, very lucrative thing
for
them. And
they have their own Amazon Prime video service.
Right, and exactly. They have their own video service, which you know, which is very good, and I use it.
Doesn't that sound like a Japanese cartoon show from the 80s? Amazon the Prime!
Well, I am an Amazon Prime customer.
Yeah.
I am buying things like, I'm buying like vitamins on there. Because they're cheap, and they're cheaper than you get them in the store, and they deliver them in 2 days. So I'm a fan of Amazon. I don't need your drones. Knock that shit off.
Well, I could also now. Granted, I have bought plenty of things on Amazon.
Yeah.
But I would also just contend Jeff Bezos is an asshole because Amazon's business model has essentially done huge damage to the economy.
You could argue
in terms of putting out retail businesses left and right.
Right.
They've really put a huge damage on the economy and as a whole because everybody goes, oh, well, who gives a shit? Barnes & Noble, Borders suck. Yeah, but those jobs are going away.
Well,
and that means more. That means there's more. There's only so many coffee shops.
Yeah.
So you can only put surly, disaffected 22-year-old assholes behind the counters of so many coffee shops. They used to have record stores.
There's no Blockbuster anymore.
What are we going to do without and that's all Amazon's fault.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, Apple with their iTunes is responsible. A lot of this stuff is... But, you know, the thing is...
Blockbuster could be an asshole of the year. The company...
Dish Network owned them at the end, so you can blame Dish.
I didn't have Blockbuster on the list, but I will say this about Blockbuster. Okay. It's an incredible thing. Yeah. Blockbuster is a company that was wildly successful. Yes. Massively successful.
Ubiquitous.
Yet not a soul liked it.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah.
Not it was everywhere. It was it was a wild success.
Yeah.
Except that no one apparently.
Right.
When Blockbuster closed, the entire country went. Feh.
When people when people had an option to go somewhere else, which was like streaming and Netflix, people went right away because the Blockbuster experience was lame. Yeah.
They're not a soul. Now I kind of miss going to Blockbuster.
Right.
Like. Deciding what we're going to watch that night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really...
It's kind of fun, yeah.
With your girlfriend
or
whatever.
Yeah, you go and you walk around and you look at movies.
But everybody... I mean, all my friends worked at an independent video store, so they always hated Blockbuster. That was an amazing phenomenon.
Yeah.
And I think Amazon's kind of the same way.
Yeah.
I think it's a service that everybody uses and nobody really is happy with.
You know, but Amazon, to their credit, though, what they have done, though, is they have forced a lot of these companies to adapt.
Yeah.
And now when you go to Best Buy, their prices are cheaper. Their online service is better because they're trying to compete with Amazon. Walmart's trying to compete with Amazon. So they're doing things that are, you know, so in a way, you know, while it's pushing out things, the things that are replacing them might be better than what came before them. Like I said, nobody liked Blockbuster, so we have Netflix, you know. And if something comes along that's better than Netflix, people will dump Netflix and go to the new thing. So it's all right, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch, by the way, I'm going to try to watch those Amazon original shows.
Oh,
we can
okay.
talk about those on our TV show.
What shows is Amazon?
There's a John Goodman comedy that's like a Washington, D.C. comedy with John Goodman.
It's called Alpha House.
Yeah, and you have Hulu, and
they have
shows,
Netflix,
so you should watch those.
Netflix and Hulu both have shows. We'll talk about those.
I have Netflix, so I can watch the Netflix shows, and I plan on doing that over the holiday break here, but... But anyway, let's move along. Let's go to your number seven, Corey.
Number seven. Boy, this is going to be a tough one. Oh, we have to decide here.
Yeah, Corey's list differs from mine in that it's not ordered in advance.
Well, you know, I have a huge list.
I have a huge list, too.
Well, I like to respond to what you've done so we don't have the same guys.
I understand.
And I'm going to go with, from a complete cocksucker in Jeff Bezos,
right.
I'm going to go to a complete... cunt liquor in Michael Douglas.
You know what? I'm surprised I forgot about this.
Oh.
Yeah,
Michael Douglas is on this list for a couple reasons.
Really?
One of those reasons is a film called Last Vegas, which he made recently.
Yeah.
That starred Michael Douglas,
Morgan
Freeman and the ghost of Robert De Niro.
Robert.
The shell, the empty, hollow, soulless automaton that was once Robert De Niro.
Well, I believe
that is now run by servo motors.
Sylvester Stallone's going to murder him in that boxing match. So that'll be the end of De Niro.
All right. I watched that piece of shit today.
Yo, did you watch the Stallone? Oh, my God.
And let's talk about that another time.
That'll be our worst, best, and worst films of the year.
Yeah. Oh.
Save that.
Save
that.
Hey, here's a spoiler. It's got a guaranteed spot on the worst movies of the year list. But
I know why you picked Michael Douglas.
Last Vegas was horrible.
Yeah. Okay.
And in these geezer, this whole like, I don't know what you call it.
The bucket list. That was kind of
the bucket list genre. I have to come up with an appropriate name. It's like geezer porn. It's like
Red.
We're still alive and still kicking.
Red.
I know it's because seniors go to the movies.
Grumpy old men.
But it's all these baby boomers that refuse to fucking die and get out of my life.
Yeah.
And that Last Vegas was horrible. Behind the Candelabra was good.
Yeah, Behind the Candelabra was a funny movie, so I enjoyed that.
I give Michael Douglas great credit for his Liberace performance. But it was his assertion that somehow his cancer was connected to HPV.
Yeah.
Human papillomavirus, which he says he got. Now, even though this is scientific, Neil deGrasse Tyson would shoot a hole in this because HPV is carried by men and distributed to women.
Yes.
Men carry HPV in kind of a, in a kind of a, I don't know, it could cause problems.
It can cause.
But it's generally benign.
If it causes anything on men, it causes genital warts. Okay. It generally doesn't cause cancer in men.
Yes.
It causes cancer in women. It causes cervical cancer in women.
Now, he claims that he got this from too much cunnilingus.
Can you have too much cunnilingus?
Well, you could.
Apparently so.
Ask a brother. Ask a black man.
Well, but look, that doesn't count.
Hey, now. But this son of a bitch.
That is ridiculous. It was a
who, by the way, who's been licking Catherine Zeta-Jones' pussy for the last
Right, what does that
years.
Say about her? That's a dick move to her.
Well, I mean, now I'm not one of them, but there are many men that would say, including Gilbert Gottfried said this the other night.
Yeah.
That they would crawl over broken glass to lick Catherine Zeta-Jones' vagina.
Right.
And this ass clown goes and gives an interview. Yeah. This is douchey on many folds. One, it is scientifically inaccurate.
Yeah.
Two, it's throwing his wife under the bus for his cancer.
Right, yeah.
Or three, it's implying that he was licking some other twats.
Right, yeah. It's sort of, yeah.
And four, it's this humble brag, vainglorious, I'm an old cancer-ridden, shriveled Lothario, but I'm still licking more clam than is humanly feasible. And it was so atrocious.
Yeah,
it was the worst comment.
And people turned on him for it. So
he deserved it.
He deserved it.
But he also deserved it for that stupid piece of shit Las Vegas.
I'm glad I don't have to see all that garbage.
God damn.
All right, well, let's go to my number six. And my number six, we were talking about 60 Minutes and Bezos, and I think they're just coincidentally here. There's no plan. But I've actually got 60 Minutes producers and staff, but specifically Lara Logan, for their Benghazi report. Now, and this is the thing. If you saw this, they did this report about the Benghazi attack on the American embassy that killed the ambassador and all this stuff. But here's the thing.
I had her on my master
list. Did you? Okay, yeah. Here's the thing with that. Okay. Benghazi is not something. Benghazi has been politicized. And it's been politicized. You could argue it's been politicized by Republicans, and it's been unfairly politicized, okay? Mm-hmm. But if you're going to cover that topic, you should at least get your facts straight if you're going to be 60 Minutes. If you're going to be Rush Limbaugh or one of these dickheads, you go ahead and you make up whatever you want to make up, okay? But when you're 60 Minutes and you're supposed to be this credible news organization, don't go listening to some Yahoo who claims he was the witness to the attack. I forget the exact. I watched this report and I was kind of into it. And then when I found out a week or two later that the whole thing was made up, I was like, well, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck those 60 Minutes for making us, you know, 60 Minutes is one of those things where when it happens, the nation, you know, they tell America what to think in a sense. The New York Times and 60 Minutes are these news sources that people go to, and what they say is it becomes gospel. It becomes the definitive version of the story.
Well,
and if you're gonna fuck that up,
maybe it's not as influential as it once was.
Okay,
60 Minutes used to be a show everybody watched, but it is
it's still a huge show.
You're right in that those two sources are things that people draw from.
Right.
They lead the way. They're news leaders.
Yeah, and you know when you're doing Jeff Bezos and his drone airplanes.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that being a little sensational. Or when Anderson Cooper is racing Michael Phelps in a pool, I'll forgive that kind of assholery. Although, when you get the Benghazi attack wrong, and you make it, you know, and there's these politicians whose careers are really riding on, you know, the result of the investigation, don't get shit wrong.
No,
all
you're right?
You don't give a fuck. Fuck you, Lara Logan. And I know you went through Arab Spring in Cairo, and a bunch of dirty greaseball Arabs stuck their fingers in your cooch or whatever. And look, that sucks. And I don't approve of that at all, okay? I'm not saying
it's the right thing to do. Language like that.
But you know what?
It's made this podcast so popular all these years.
But Lara Logan, get your fucking facts straight, all right, honey?
I am completely with you because...
And by the way, Lara, if you call me, you have to be great.
Thank you.
I'll take you out sometime.
But 60 Minutes, but yeah, 60 Minutes still does have a...
The cachet.
It has a built-up equity in their name from, you know, Mike Wallace and, you know, Harry Reasoner and all these guys that were there. So, yeah, I am with you. That was a bad call.
Get your shit right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number six from Corey Hall.
Ooh. And this is a gentleman. His name will not be... well, you're familiar with Peter Brabeck Lamothe. Are you familiar with his work?
Of course I am. We went to the fourth grade together. Yeah, we'd go to summer camp. We rode bikes.
Peter Brabeck Lamothe is the CEO, or maybe he's the outgoing CEO, of the Nestle company.
Let's spell his last name.
It is Brabeck Lamothe.
What fucking foreign shit is that?
It's some French.
Yeah, you're on the list for that name.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what does this guy do?
Well, one, not only has Nestle been a prime backer of Monsanto and GMOs, and I don't want to get into the hat hole debate.
Yeah.
But what Nestle does is they buy up water supplies.
Okay.
So they can make their shitty cocoa products and their, you know. And what they do is they go into areas and buy water rights.
All right.
Well, this guy basically said water is not a human right, and it should all be and the use of water should all be privatized.
Wow. You disagree?
He's essentially arguing that water is not something
you can buy it.
Should have a right to.
Oh, what a dick. Okay.
But
where did this affect people? What country? Like
Well, they've been like I said, they buy up water supplies in various different places. And so, you know, please, I think we can all agree that air and water are maybe two minimum requirements for human life. I would just maybe suggest
while
we're privatizing everything.
Well, you could argue you could buy like a lakefront property and you could have the right to that. So he's basically saying if there's a river, I can own the river if I buy.
No, lakefront property is different from aqueducts, right? Okay, this guy's buying mountain streams.
Well, underground wells people can buy, right?
But
I'm not apologizing for this guy.
It's completely despicable statement.
It sounds horrible. And Nestle's a big, you know, in America, we just think of Nestle, you know, making chocolate bars, but they own a lot of big companies, right? They make a lot of stuff that.
Yeah. So there you go.
And, you know, in honor, I'm going to destroy. I'm going to destroy a Nestle Crunch Bar right here on the air, just to show him. I'm going to teach this asshole, Corey. I'm going to show him. I'm going to show him his products can't just. They're not just going to. No, they're not going to fly with anyone here. Look at this. Oh, this Nestle Crunch Crisp Bar. I will destroy this right here on the air, Corey. You know how my method of destroying this will be? I'm going to chew it with my teeth.
All right, one crunch at a time.
I know,
and it's a shame because I have enjoyed a Nestle product or two in my life.
Oh.
But, yeah.
I can taste the dirty criminal water in this horrible candy bar.
Yeah. Well, they like to go into, like, rural areas and buy up their aqueducts. So, congratulations,
this
Nestle.
This was made from rural water.
Rural water.
Rural water.
Hey, doggy, you can really taste the minerals up in here, can't you, then? Hey, doggy.
No.
Whee!
Only the best privatized poor people water that was used to make this crunch.
I mean, I understand rich people want to own everything.
Right.
But there is this kind of basic thing about, I don't know, water being a source of life for humankind.
No.
We might want to not own all of the water. You pieces of garbage. What is this, 20?
You couldn't get this flavor with some common water, Corey.
No,
you
I know.
Get this with some-
I know.
Some gutter water. No, sir.
You need some equity in that water.
Oh my fucking God. What a dick. All right.
That's a huge dick move.
Speaking of dick moves, eating in the mic.
Well, good job.
Well, let's keep this train. You know, it's funny. I didn't realize I have women. I have a run of women in my list.
Well,
is...
you're hostile.
this is quite a run of women here. Anyway, my number five asshole on the list is somebody named Alicia Ann Lynch.
Oh, wow.
Do you even know who Alicia Ann Lynch is?
No.
She lives in the Detroit area, Corey, believe it or not. She's a 22-year-old woman. And Alicia Ann Lynch got famous on Twitter this year for posting pictures of herself on Halloween as a Boston bombing victim.
Oh,
a Boston Marathon bombing victim. And she went on the internet and put that out there. And, in fact, I have some. Let me get some. I want to get some more information on her here. She also, this Alicia Ann Lynch, here's a picture of Alicia dressed at work. Here's the picture that made her. She's got bloody legs and like the runner's number on the front of her. She's 22 years old. I forget what town she lives in Michigan. Her Twitter handle, by the way, is some skank in MI.
Oh, good.
So she can tell she's classy, this woman.
Good.
She was fired from her job. She took the pictures of herself on the job. She was fired. People harassed her. There were numerous naked photos of her. People had their revenge on her, essentially.
Yeah.
And all these websites.
Oh, all her ex-boyfriends whipped out their cell phones.
She had a Tumblr full of naked pictures,
oh,
and they found those.
Oh, good.
And I looked at them, and she looks better with her clothes on. She's not bad looking, but...
And did you look at them, really?
Yeah, I did. She's shocked.
No, I'm not shocked.
I do a lot of research
for
the
show. Level of reporting.
Yeah, I do. Joel Radio goes this far for you, but yeah, I looked it up. She's like a single mom, and she's full of bad tattoos, and she's really not that hot.
The tattoos really ruin it, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, the tattoos are bad. Chicks got to stop.
There's
with
a
the
lot
tattoos.
Of girls in porn now that have just
yeah.
Just you're like, oh, she's cute, and then they pan down,
yeah,
and she's got like a phoenix coming out of a bush. it's like a mess.
It's terrible.
I don't want to see Celtic barbed wire around your vajaj.
Yeah, anyway,
can we stop that, please.
So Alicia Ann Lynch, and you know she was, and listen, I don't feel that. You know, listen, if you want to use the Boston bombing for comedy,
because, mm-hmm.
like, she's clearly not a comedian, okay?
No.
She clearly doesn't have to. This is why you don't hear, you know, Louis C.K. is not doing jokes about the Boston, you know, there's no humor there. People have to have some tact.
Well,
but if you want to do a funny Halloween costume, you could be as, you know, the brother who got shot up and was laying on a slab. You could be him. You could be those guys. Like, I think that I see some comedy in those guys.
Well,
full of bullet holes.
This goes.
There's no comedy in being a victim.
This goes to the,
of the Boston
to the larger bomb. Category, and this was my number three this year, asshole. Okay. Year, people who think they're funny. No, I'm just. No, I'm just saying.
In general,
that's not my number three. But I'm just kidding. Bit strips would be my number three.
Well, yeah.
No, it's a people who leave the comedy to
you leave the exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
All of these people who think they're hilarious.
Now, I wonder if this woman would have even gotten all the shit if it didn't go on Twitter. Again, she's self-promoting. It's such a big thing this year, self-promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, she puts herself out there, and it just flies back and hits her in the face. And I think deservedly so. So, Alicia Ann Lynch, wherever you are, wherever you're working now, because you're not working in this office in your little cubicle. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're out there, maybe you're on the pole somewhere down on 8 Mile working now, who knows. But you should know that you are one of the assholes of the year. So that was my number five, Corey. So give us a number five, asshole.
My number five asshole, and this pains me because it's a gentleman I've enjoyed
his
work for many years.
No, don't say
it. Fine actor.
Please don't say it. No, not a
he's a tremendous
not an
actor.
Those guys are the best.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, yay.
Well, look.
Well, he was on my additional list, so I yeah.
Look, and this hurts my feelings because I like Alec Baldwin. I think he's funny. I think he's actually got a good sense of humor. He's one of the best hosts of Saturday Night Live.
Yes, right.
And he's a tremendous actor when he wants to.
Yeah.
But he's also, he was great on 30 Rock. He's just very fatuous.
Yeah.
And in love with the sound of his own voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the air that comes out of his head. Now, he got a show on MSNBC.
Right.
Now, I think this was this ought to have qualified as an asshole of the year move to begin with.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest, why does Alec Baldwin need a show on MSNBC?
Because he's an egotistical prick.
I could have very easily given this to Phil Griffin, who is the general manager of MSNBC.
Okay, sure.
Who, you know, also was the guy who pretty much made Olbermann leave.
Okay.
He's a dick. He's apparently hard to get along with. But hiring Alec Baldwin to do a talk show to begin with was a dumb idea.
Yeah, it is dumb.
Because when you hire somebody who basically can't stop going on Twitter and saying wild stuff, that's the thing. Okay, the other night I opened for Gilbert Gottfried. Plug. Mm-hmm. And there's a little name dropping.
Hey-o.
But and you've worked with Gilbert before.
Yes.
You're going to get a couple people that leave every Gilbert show.
Yeah.
Because he's up there and he's doing a five-minute bit about how midgets are not human beings.
I saw a couple people leave the Gilbert show, but
sticking a crowbar in his eye and having Hervé Villechaize and Billy Barty jump on top of it.
Yeah.
He does these long, elaborate, filthy kind of bits that test an audience, and sometimes people leave. But that's Gilbert Gottfried.
You know what you're getting.
You're getting Gilbert Gottfried. Now, that's when Affleck fired him. I went, who the fuck do you think's been working for you?
Yeah.
All that time he was working doing the Affleck commercials, he went on the roasts.
He said awful things.
And did 9/11 material and all this shit.
Right.
And they didn't fire him then, but then suddenly there's some blowback on Twitter. So I kind of blame this all on the Twitterverse.
But
Alec Baldwin also has a record, a history of getting upset with paparazzi.
I thought that was the worst thing, because he called the one guy a faggot or something, didn't he? Wasn't
That's
that
what
the...
happened that ultimately led to his getting fired from MSNBC, is that he, and he's got a long history of this, though.
Yeah.
When he was married to Kim Basinger, he punched a couple paparazzis when they had a bait, when their baby, when Ireland was born.
Right.
He got upset. And you know what? I don't blame him to some extent.
Remember those voicemails he left for her when she was like 15?
Later on, But I mean, to one extent, I understand.
Yeah.
Why do you need pictures of the baby?
Right.
That's some dumb shit.
Okay.
But anyway, he got in a fight with a paparazzi outside of his apartment in New York and called the guy a cocksucking fag. Now, personally, I don't find that to be a problem.
I mean, well,
but he also works on he works on MSNBC.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is the cable home of progressivism.
Yeah.
And LGBT friendly.
Yeah.
Sometimes to a fault. That channel has really... I still like Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
I still like Chris Matthews to some extent.
Right.
But it gets a little thick.
It is weird, because you watch NBC News and it's not crazy like liberal like that. And then you turn on that channel and their evening talk is
gotten
bizarre. Like
they're much like Fox, they've gone completely into unfiltered waters.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're now those two networks are completely ideological. Yeah. And anyway, I'm a liberal, and sometimes I watch MSNBC. Melissa Harris Perry is on MSNBC.
Yeah.
And she's a black chick with a lisp, and I feel like she's very serious. Everything.
Right.
Let's talk about gender equality. Right. And I feel like the enemy.
Yeah. Right.
I've never voted for anyone with an
R. They're your people, and they're alienating you.
I maybe have voted for like two Republicans for like judgeships or something in my life.
Yeah.
I'm as liberal as they come.
College Board of Trustees.
Right.
You can vote those guys.
Sure. A couple, maybe a fucking, if I knew somebody sheriff or something.
Yeah.
But I'm a diehard lefty. I watch MSNBC sometimes and I get the douche chills from how progressive and how, because that's the death of comedy. But you hire Alec Baldwin, you should know what you're getting. He called the guy a cocksucking fag because you know what? Alec Baldwin has, what, four brothers and grew up on Massapequa, Long Island.
They probably called each other that 10 times
a
day.
How many times did he call Billy a cocksucking fag?
Right, yeah.
Or Steven.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that no-talent Danny. And you know what I mean? He's a guy who grew up in the 60s in Long Island.
Yeah.
That's just in the air. It's like like when Paula Deen, I don't know, I'm sorry if I'm jumping.
No, you're not. Paula's in consideration but didn't make the top 10. But yeah.
Now, when everybody got upset with Paula Deen, yes, go ahead, be upset with Paula Deen for throwing the N-bomb.
Yeah.
But also consider the fact that Paula Deen is a 63-year-old Southern woman from fucking, where is she from,
Georgia,
South Carolina or
South
Georgia
Carolina,
or something, right?
Yeah,
right? You are aware, right?
Right, yeah.
That they're still fighting for Jim Crow, right? They're still not entirely sure they were happy with the segregation ending. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well,
also Alec Baldwin tried to go, no, I said he was a cocksucking fruit ball or something.
Yeah.
Or he was a cocksucking freako. Or something. Whatever. He tried to say he didn't say fag, and I went, stop.
But then he also like said, I like gay people, and here's my hairdresser, and I love him, and we're in a gay relationship. And he just kind of mocked homosexuals that way, too. And
I don't doubt. Okay, Al Baldwin's an actor, and he's been making movies for 25 years.
Yeah.
Of course he's got gay friends. No one questions his
bona
fides. But it's not like when like Rick Santorum says some crazy shit, know he doesn't know any gay people.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least he doesn't admit to knowing any gay people because he's on the down low. Mm-hmm. But Alec Baldwin is not a guy I actually look at and go, well, there's a huge bigot.
Sure.
But he tried to cover it up. He also was a blowhard and he's a hothead. And he got fired from MSNBC and it was all a big, dumb mistake. So there you go, Alec Baldwin. You're an asshole of the year.
Yes. And I always say this, too. I say, an asshole for the left is still an asshole. Even if you're...
Well,
you know,
sure. Hey, what was that, number five?
That was your number five, was Alec Baldwin. So I'm going to my number four. I think we're into politics. Another woman. I think we all know what this is. So I don't even know how much we need to talk about this, but it needed to be mentioned, but... Kathleen Sebelius.
Sebelius,
whatever your fucking name is.
Well,
somebody has to take the fall for this Obamacare website.
She was pretty much the fall guy.
And she was the fall guy, and I get that. But The Obamacare website, because here's the thing. When you think about the year, you think about the year in American politics, okay? And the one thing that everyone's going to remember is Obamacare and the stupid website. And my feeling is we had a budget crisis.
Yeah,
we
I
had
know.
A government shutdown. No one even remembers that now. All people know is this website doesn't work, and it's a national joke. And, you know, I'm in the comedy castle several nights a week, and so I see this. But there has become a hack joke around the Obamacare website is – you know, we have the power of the federal government. We can't make a website. But if we give two stoners a pizza and an ounce of weed, they'll have it done in a weekend. That's a joke. I've heard 87 guys do that already, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's some truth in that.
Well,
there is some truth in that a website really isn't that hard to build. I mean, look at joelradio.net and all the amazing features on there. I mean, I built that. So
well,
my feeling is somebody the Obamacare website is an atrocity. It is an embarrassment for America. Somebody needs to take the
fall.
Well, listen, I'm a guy, you know, with my employment, and probably you too, should be on the Obamacare website trying to buy affordable health care.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, I'm not even going on the thing because it doesn't work.
I don't know how much of this is actually Kathleen Sebelius' fault.
I don't know either. But
I
she's
will say,
the one, she's ultimately
well,
responsible.
The big problem with this whole website debacle, and right. by the way, here's the problem with it, is that even if it gets better, and it's supposedly gotten better and they fixed it.
Okay, yeah.
But you know how this works with anything, okay?
Right.
With tech.
Yeah.
Right? When the, I don't know, when the iOS, whenever iOS.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
iOS
sure.
7 came out.
Yeah.
And it didn't work right,
yeah.
and everybody went, oh, my God,
well,
Apple's lost
Apple,
their shit.
Apple Maps. People went nuts about Apple
okay,
Maps.
There is nothing yeah. worse, and I'm going to say this right now, and I'm not saying that the Obamacare website, which I never went on either.
Right.
So I don't know how it
but
worked.
But I'm literally supposed to go on the Obamacare website.
Because
I should be on
I have a wife. And I have
okay,
health
your
insurance.
Wife is employed. You have insurance
but,
here. Okay.
I didn't go on it, and it was just because, whatever, I didn't need to. But
okay.
these people, like... Nobody is a bigger bunch of sis, and if I can borrow a phrase from Alec Baldwin,
go ahead, Mr.
cocksucking yes. fags.
Go ahead, Mr. Baldwin.
Nobody is a bigger bunch of sissy Nancy boy, bend over super bottoms than the internet community.
No, you're right about that.
Who
yeah.
are bigger pussies?
Oh, we're gonna get to. Some
oh
internet
my
stuff,
God,
yeah.
my Wi-Fi didn't work
yeah,
for
I
30
know.
Seconds. Me. So okay. The administration made a major miscalculation,
yeah.
and what they should have done is gone to, they should have gone to somebody like, you know, Jeff Bezos,
okay.
or they should have gone to, what's his fruit over at Microsoft, Mark, or at Facebook.
Yeah.
What is this asshole?
Mark Zuckerberg.
They should have gone to Mark Zuckerberg or somebody and went, look, we need you.
Yeah.
To take over and help us with this.
Well, sure.
Or be the front.
Well, you would
for this.
Get a company like Oracle to do that or something. Somebody that's doing like back end
Google
server
somebody,
side Sun
whatever.
Microsystems.
Right.
Somebody like that that is doing like back end industrial.
There's
know.
No there's
yeah,
no shortage
IBM.
Sergey and
somebody,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
The guys from Google.
Yeah.
Make them the face of it and go, they're
going
to help us
yeah.
with this website.
Yeah, sure.
But they didn't do that.
I know.
They said, oh, we're going to do it all our own.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
it fumbled.
Well, it's just the government.
So that, and it was also a big mistake because the people that are supposed to be signing up for these exchanges, which, by the way, everybody's all mad at Obama. He got nothing but flack on this fucking thing.
Yeah. To
the point where what they passed ultimately was so fuck-knuckled to begin with.
Yeah.
People go, oh, this terrible imposition they put on us.
Yeah.
You fought. You threw everything you could
exactly.
at stopping
well,
this,
you know,
this program.
I'm not anti-Obamacare, but what I'm saying is somebody's got
to
answer.
But they're trying to get young people to sign up for it,
yeah.
and they fuck up the website.
Right, yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
I'm with you completely.
Yeah, okay. So that's my number four. So you need to give me a number four.
Number four. All right, well, we'll just get him out of the way.
Yeah.
Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Just get that fat hump.
Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, who...
Yeah.
Who... Believe it or not, his actions are as funny as how he looks.
Yeah,
the guy's a walking cartoon character. He does look like Peter Griffin, kind of from Family Guy.
Speaking of hack open mic material, how many Rob Ford jokes?
I've heard a couple. Rob
have you
Ford,
seen?
Yeah, I've heard a couple.
Yeah, because you're so right. Open mics, if you watch them, there at one point there's these local commercials for a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Bernstein's been doing law firm commercials for a long time. Now his kids are in it. and one of his kids is blind and looks goofy. And every open mic comic in the Tri-County area has a Bernstein Advantage joke. Yes. So it does fly like wildfire. So I'm sure the Rob Ford jokes are flying around. This guy, he's a boob extraordinary.
Right. He's a dumb guy.
One, he's a big fat. He looks like John Candy's trying to crawl out of him.
I don't know how you get elected looking like that. I thought politicians were supposed to be sexy.
Yeah, what happened to the whole Kennedy mystique is gone with this guy.
Doesn't apply in Toronto.
Well, you know, him
Toronto's like one of the most progressive cities in the world.
Him and Chris Christie are making politics safe for fat guys.
Yeah, but he's in Jersey. And Jersey's full of lunks.
Okay.
So I get Christie. But Toronto?
Toronto's full of also. Now, Toronto is also, it's a hip town.
Right.
A lot of progressive people. It's also a huge place.
It's a lunch bucket town,
Toronto's
too.
The fourth biggest city in North America?
Something like that, yeah.
It's a huge place. There's a lot of Asians, a lot of this. But there's there's also a lot of in Toronto.
Yeah.
A lot of, a lot of Molson-sucking Leafs fans.
Yeah.
Who want to sit there and eat
there's
their
back. There's a lot of railroad workers and
there's
miners.
There's a lot of
and
Bob
like
and Doug McKenzie's up there, and I bet they all voted for Rob Ford.
And the list of shit this guy's done, though. I mean, the main thing was the crack thing.
Well, the main thing.
Well, I mean,
just a little indiscretion in which the mayor of a major metropolis smoked crack.
Well, America, we had that. We had that 15 years ago.
Yeah, the
America.
Other thing. Well, one, yeah, you're a hack, Rob Ford.
Right.
Marion Barry beat you
come
to that 20 years
good.
Ago.
Yeah.
That was in the 89, wasn't
it? We did this. Didn't we do this on the show where we talked about how he said he was in a drunken stupor and
that's
played that clip?
Part.
And it's just, oh,
that's
great.
The best part.
I might have smoked crack on a drunken stupor,
that
but
is
you
the
know
best.
What?
That's like Alec Baldwin trying to say, I said cock sucking friendly cuss.
What was the thing about Rob Ford eating pussy? Wasn't there a quote about that?
Oh, yeah.
What was that quote? I got to find out.
Well, they also accused him of having an affair, and he basically told the reporters that he had enough to eat at home. That was what he said. I mean, the guy's been a gold mine for comedians. He's been a gold mine for all the late night shows. The 22 late night shows that are currently running in syndicate. I mean, how many?
You just put a clip of this guy up and you just start laughing right away.
Yeah, he's a big fat goon.
Yeah.
And basically the city council of Toronto stripped him of most of his powers.
Gawker's headline is Rob Ford is too busy eating his wife's pussy to eat staffer pussy.
Oh, good.
So the Ginkgo Gawker.
Good times.
Gawker keeping it real.
Keeping it classy. You stay classy, Gawker. We try with this list to avoid, big. I had a lot of really rotten, awful people that deserved it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's nothing funny about Bashar Assad. But
yeah,
there's something hysterical about Rob Ford.
Yeah, it's just he's.
You could go all day on this.
He's wrong. Everything about him is wrong.
Well, he's one of those fat. You know, you and I are fat guys,
sure.
But he's one of those like fat guys that looks ready to pop.
He's gluttonous.
His head, he's
yeah,
red.
He's,
his
he's,
head
yeah.
is. His head looks like a grape. It's like swollen with deoxygenated blood.
And
you
he's
know
got
what I mean?
Like that shirt collar that doesn't button, and
yeah.
the tie is all. And
he's really corpulent. Like he looks like a villain from like a 70s blaxploitation movie. Do you know what I mean? Like the fat white sheriff or something, right?
Well, he's like Porky from Porky.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
That kind of like
yeah.
You know, fat,
shouldn't he be behind the counter and you can't do that on television? Order up! Bing! It's just this fat greaseball.
If I was him, see, that's the thing about Canadian thing. If this was an American thing, this guy, not unlike, like, say, a Sarah Palin, would leave office and go do reality shows and do the whole circuit and show up on late night and all this stuff. And you have to give him credit. The guy really wants to be mayor. I know they stripped him of his powers and all this stuff, but did you see him?
Else is he going to get pussy?
They did a Buffalo Bill. They had a Buffalo Bills game. You know, they play a couple games in Toronto every year. And did you see the pictures of him eating hot wings? He was eating buffalo wings in the stands. And it's just ridiculous. Yeah, Rob Ford is really the punchline. And this, to be honest with our fans and our listeners, Corey, we did discuss Rob Ford and who was going to put him on. We didn't want to double ups on him, so I let you have him.
He was so obvious.
Yeah, it's so obvious. That was like, well, how is he not number one? But I think I can top Rob Ford with some assholes. But anyway,
yeah, okay.
Maybe it's stuff more that I care about. You know, because to me, a dirty politician really doesn't surprise me. And that's why I don't have really, like, dirty politicians on my list this year. It doesn't really surprise me, and it doesn't really bother me. I mean, it bothers me on some level, and certainly if Rob Ford... I mean, look, our mayor of Detroit was arguably worse than... And not even arguably. I don't think unquestionably Kwame Kilpatrick, the mayor of Detroit, was a worse guy than Rob Ford. You know?
Well, yeah, in terms of he got convicted.
Right, yeah. So maybe Rob Ford did some stuff we don't know about, but hey. For what we know, you know, hey, it's I'll hang out with Rob Ford sometime. I don't know. All right, let me get to my number three. Because number three, again, another woman, a run of women, four women in a row for me. This woman was named Dana. This is a recent story, but this is Dana Morales.
Okay.
You know who Dana Morales is, Corey?
No, Joel. Who's Dana
Morales? Dana Morales is a
You're digging deep on this.
I am. Well, Dana Morales is a waitress, well, formerly a waitress, worked, I believe, in New Jersey. And she went to the press because customers left a message on their receipt. You know, you leave the thing for the waitress and you tip. And they wrote, and she turns this into, and this is what is allegedly written on the receipt. Sorry, and she's a lesbian, this Dana Morales. Mm. She's a card-carrying, looks right out of the, you know, right out of Central Casting lesbian, this Dana Morales.
Yeah?
Sorry, and this is the message that's allegedly written on the receipt.
So shortstop or second base?
She produces, yeah, I know, right from the softball field.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a catcher, maybe. I'm not sure.
Infielder?
It says, sorry, I cannot tip because I do not agree with your lifestyle. It shows this receipt. The bill was for like $90.
Well, now,
and it's she shows.
Are you not blaming the victim here?
Okay. Well, listen. It turns out that the family that is accused of not leaving this tip,
mm-hmm.
they produced their copy of the receipt where they left this woman an $18 tip.
Really?
The restaurant does an investigation, figures out that Dana Morales made up the whole fucking goddamn story. She wrote the message herself on the fucking receipt. To somehow get some sympathy, the people raised a bunch of money for her. She also claimed she was wounded in Iraq. Mm-hmm. That turned out to be false.
Yeah.
Her friends turned on her and called her. I got a whole bunch of stories on her about her. They raised a bunch of donations for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know that for money because she was wounded in the war. It's the whole. It's a complete hoax. It's complete bullshit. We know that gays are discriminated. We read the Alec Baldwin thing. We know gays are discriminated against in America, okay?
Mm.
But when you make up discrimination just to get yourself attention, that's, I think, one of the worst things you can do. So Dana Morales and your fake receipt, no tip given, lesbian lie bullshit, you are one of the assholes.
Well, that is... I did not know that she'd faked that.
See, you didn't even follow to the next news cycle because the story broke. It was a big story.
There's
and
been
then
several,
when the hoax came out later, yeah.
There's been several hoaxes this year in terms of things like there was allegedly a woman that was giving out stickers that said, you're too fat, I'm not giving you candy.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Which turned out to be a wacky morning
zoo.
Did you
see the guy who was fighting with the lady on the plane and they were passing notes back and forth about Thanksgiving? The guy made that whole story up,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, I think what happens now is there's no... Not that there... Okay, look, there were plenty of hoaxes in the old days.
Yeah.
Rosie Ruiz...
Yeah, it took the
faked
subway.
The Boston Marathon, right?
Yeah. Is that what, New York Marathon.
Yeah. She ran for, like, the first 10 minutes.
Right.
She ran enough to get... she got sweaty.
Right.
She took and then she jumped in the subway.
She took the subway from, like, Brooklyn to Manhattan or something. Yeah, like, ridiculous.
Yeah. So she like she got sweaty enough to be convincing, then put a coat on, hopped on the subway, then got off and claimed to win the marathon. There's always been hoaxers.
Sure.
You know, and there's always been people that pull off phony stuff.
Right.
And remember the fake Hitler diaries?
Yes, yes.
So I think it's just gotten a little bit more exaggerated now because people will buy it.
Yeah.
How many times have you noticed stuff like this in your Facebook feed where people go, rest in peace, Phyllis Diller?
Yeah, I know.
And Phyllis Diller died in 2010,
right? Yeah, I know.
Or what? You know,
right?
Somebody died 2 years ago, and then they're suddenly going in memoriam,
right?
Like the news just got to them.
Well, what was the Morgan? I think it was this year. What was the Morgan Freeman quote that everyone
was
sent
not true.
Around? But was that about the Boston bombing? I'm trying to remember what that was in.
Well,
reference
there was a
to.
Fake Bill Cosby quote,
yeah,
which I, by the way, immediately read as fake. I was like, this doesn't sound like
right.
Not that Cosby hasn't said his own share of kind of controversial stuff.
Sure, yeah.
But Cosby stuff has generally been at the African-American community targeting it like,
right.
You cannot say filth and foul for the people.
He challenges black fathers to be good fathers and stuff.
Right.
And a lot of people don't like
somebody
that.
Somebody put up some quote about the white man's keeping us down by Bill Cosby that I immediately looked at and went, that's not even funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
one, Cosby would try to make some kind of a joke.
Sure.
This isn't even a joke. It didn't sound like Cosby. And then, yeah, you're right. There was a fake Morgan Freeman quote.
Yeah.
There's a fake George Carlin quote.
Anyone who puts those quotes and those memes with the picture of the guy
can go to
on their Facebook, you're one of the assholes of the year.
Number
too.
One asshole of the year. Right up there with bit strips.
Well, this is for public fear. And that's the other thing. We didn't talk about this when we opened Assholes of the Year. We don't put assholes of the year of guys who are just criminals. You know, the kid who shot up Sandy Hook and that. Those guys really don't qualify as asshole of the year. We don't. I mean, look, they're assholes for sure. But we're talking
Kim Jong Un is on
my
list.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But yeah.
Particularly for one specific thing.
All right. But what I'm saying is because he said he shot 15 holes in one or something in his
No, for making Dennis Rodman a story.
Okay. But you know what I mean. We normally don't pick people just for the fact that they committed a crime. Mm-hmm. This is about some sort of duplicity. Assholery.
Okay.
You know, so well, anyway, that's my number three.
The first name I wrote down, speaking of which, I'm going to cross him off. But the first name I wrote down when I started making this list, Ariel Castro.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Guaranteed number one.
Absolutely.
Hall of Fame.
Sure. Well,
in memoriam, asshole of the lifetime.
But also criminal.
But also,
right. Yeah.
He held three women captive for a decade as sex slaves.
Right.
That guy's incredible. How did he do that?
But I don't know that's not really what we're going for with this list, though.
I know.
It's different.
I know.
Anyway, but
I'm not including him. I'm just saying.
Exactly. So, those guys, you know, Adam Lanza and those guys that did the Boston bombing and people like that, they're not really making the list just for that purpose.
Well, I think we all understand that Adam Lanza was an asshole.
Absolutely.
I think we all get that.
Yeah, I think we all get that. Number three, Corey.
Oh, I got to have a number three now.
Yeah, you were down to a final three. It's the big three.
I got to get
Dana Morales was my number three.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to go with a gentleman who doesn't know when to quit, and as evidence today, Sylvester Stallone.
Really?
Go to hell. All Enough right. with the Sylvester Stallone.
Enough of that.
He is responsible for two of the worst movies of the year.
Which were?
And a third, which was pretty mediocre at best.
Okay.
He starred in a film that came out in about February that was called A Bullet to the Head.
Bullet to the Head, okay.
Which has got to be one of the worst, most god-awful pieces of shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It had an unlistenable, it sounded like Stevie Ray Vaughan was in the middle of getting jerked off while he's playing the guitar on Coke. It was one of these.
Sly was playing it, or that was the soundtrack?
No, it was the soundtrack. Right. It was all this, like, it sounded like the NWO's entrance music. It was a. It was this horrible blues.
Yeah.
And the movie was god awful. You got Sylvester Stallone, who's 164 years old, running around there with his saggy goddamn pecs. And the fact that Sly is still out there doing it means Schwarzenegger feels like he's got to make movies.
Yeah.
He made a horrible movie.
Well, they made the Prison Break movie together.
They made a Prison Break movie together.
And Arnold made his own bad movie, and then they made that together.
And then Arnold's also in Expendables 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Enough with the 100-year-old action stars.
I know.
You're a desiccated fucking husk.
Yeah, he's...
He's already made, Rocky 6, where he was,
I thought they're making a new Rocky.
Jumping Christ!
I don't know.
He made Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Where he's already was like, I'm 200 years old, baby. Come on. In retirement, I'll fight one more time. You
know? Right.
So he made that, and then this year he makes a movie where he fights De Niro. The desiccated, empty skull that was once De Niro that is now a soulless, Doctor Who villain. I don't know what...
They could have done that 20 years ago, and it might have been something.
Right.
You know, in 1992, they could have made...
When they were...
De Niro and Stallone.
When they were 45.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Now they're 65. Get the hell out of here.
Stallone.
Just get off my goddamn screen. I know old people need entertainment too. Why doesn't Stallone go do a show like a Matlock? Right?
Why can't he be like the...
Well, he's still going to be a...
You know what he was good in where he was kind of like an old...
Copland.
Copland. He
Which
was an
is
old
15
portly
years old.
Sheriff. That was from 1997.
Right,
is that right?
Right.
Copland.
Right. It's 15, 16 years old.
Exactly,
It's that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Then,
because he was over the hill.
Okay, you know how long? Now Clint's decided to become a director, and that's been a good move.
Sure,
except he's made
trouble
with the curve. He still makes these stupid movies.
But Clint's not kicking anyone's ass, really. I mean,
but Clint started making over the hill movies.
Yeah,
in the '80s,
right?
He made what was the one?
Every Which Way But Loose.
What was the one about Grenada? Hamburger Hill.
Okay.
Not Hamburger Hill. What was it called?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Might have been Hamburger Hill.
Well, no, that's a Vietnam movie. Anyway.
Okay.
The one where Mario Van Peebles is the Ayatollah of rock and roll. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if I ever saw that.
Okay. Movie. But Clint, okay, when was the one where he was a Secret Service agent with
In the
Line of Fire?
Right. He was
that
an
was
old,
in the
yeah,
mid 90s.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Clint started making, I'm over the hill, but they can't put me away.
Oh, geez. Filmography by...
Go back to about 1988.
Yeah, but this is every television appearance of him.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know why I clicked on this link.
Did we put him on the list last year for his stumbling, retarded, old man ramble at the Republican convention?
I don't know if we put him on for that. We certainly talked about it. Heartbreak Ridge was the movie.
Heartbreak Ridge. Thank you.
Yes.
When did that come out?
1986.
1986. It was already a movie about,
I'm
too old for this shit.
Right.
And then he kept making the I'm too old for this shit genre.
Yeah, right.
For the next 28
Absolutely,
years.
Absolutely, yeah.
And Stallone is now doing the, I'm too old for this. I can't put this old dog down.
Bruce Willis is too old for this shit now.
Bruce Willis at least pulls it off with a little
Die
bit
Die Hard
more.
And the Red movie.
Bruce Willis will occasionally do an interesting movie like Looper, which was actually pretty good.
Yeah, Looper was good. I added on my bests of last year. So,
and those Red movies are exactly...
I didn't see the second one.
Well, the Red movies are exactly that genre, but those are done with a sort of enough lightness and a tongue-in-cheek about it that those are fun. Okay. Stallone really thinks he's still a goddamn Rocky, actually. and then he makes this grudge match with De Niro.
Okay.
And, one of his pecs apparently deflated. He sprung a flat tire. The one pec looks normal, but he had vascular collapse.
Yeah, you know what happens with guys is they tear them,
right.
Or they get nerve damage and they atrophy because the blood. Because that was, if you remember very famously, Paul Orndorff, the wrestler,
had a
weird bicep because he hurt his neck and he wasn't in the arm atrophied because he had a neck injury.
So Stallone's got to make movies where he's taking his shirt off at 68 years old.
Yeah.
And so the one pec kind of collapsed. What was the one UFC fighter that had one pec?
Oh, what was that guy's name? It wasn't Heath Herring. It was...
No.
I know the guy. He had half a pec or something,
Trey Teligman.
Trey Teligman, yeah.
Yeah. So Stallone's got this, veiny, collapsed pec. So they put a tattoo over it to try and distract you.
I think Sly might have gotten that tattoo, though. I think he actually might have that.
He got an army tattoo?
I don't know what he has. Okay. I think he has a big tattoo.
It's like a marine.
Chest,
it's like a marine tattoo in this movie. And you're like, enough with this bullshit.
But he's probably done steroids for 30 years, Stallone. And,
oh, yeah.
And he admits to it, too.
Now, he looks ripped. Okay.
Yeah, he is.
Now, he's still at 165 years old, ripped. Yeah.
But what is he legitimately? 68, 69 years old?
Let's look up Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, go ahead. But he's pushing 70 years old.
Yes. And okay, I'm not going to say, hey, Sylvester, don't make movies anymore.
Right.
But just find
make something that works. Yeah,
play somebody's grandpa.
Yeah,
Michael Caine is going to work until the second his heart stops ticking.
Right,
because one, he's Michael Caine.
Right,
and he's goddamn entitled. He's a great actor.
Sure,
I'm Michael Caine, and he can do whatever he wants to do.
But Michael
Stallone
was
never a good actor.
But Michael Caine, even when Michael Caine did action movies or detective movies, he was always sort of cerebral. And he wasn't all macho. He can still kind of get away with being a smart,
67 years
he's
old.
He's 67. So, okay. Enough of him. I've had enough.
All right. I'm just saying.
All right. I'm with you.
Not only did I pick him for his own work.
Yeah.
But that he is emblematic of a trend in movies, which is these old fart dickheads.
Oh, Michael Douglas.
Who won't go away.
Sure.
And they're killing me. They're killing me. Every time, let us live.
All right.
Let the young people. I feel young and rejuvenated. Right. I feel old when I go to the bar, but I watch a Stallone movie and I feel like I'm young and fresh.
All right. Let me get to my number two.
Okay.
Corey just hates Stallone. See, when you're Corey, you can age gracefully. You can play grandpas right now. You're 38 years old or whatever,
look,
and you could be. You could be somebody's
I've
grandpa.
I've said it.
Right
I do.
Now.
I say it in my act. I do it in my act. I don't think you. I didn't think you saw it when I did it the other night. But
right.
I got a bit, my whole bit in my act about you can ugly last forever.
Sure, yeah.
This, right. These, the young, attractive people, right. Fuck you. You're going to,
sure.
You're going to, someday you're going to dry up and it's all going right. to, you're going to like become like a moisture vampire that just. Meanwhile, Alice Cooper, ugly for 70. Alice Cooper has been ugly since 1971.
He's never been attractive,
right?
Yeah.
Looks the exact same.
Sure.
You yeah. don't know how old Alice Cooper right. is because ugly lasts forever.
All right, let me get to my number two. I don't think my number two is anywhere near as funny as your number three, and that's unfortunate. My number one's funny, but my number two really, and I think when this happened, I remember calling you on the telephone when this event happened. That let me do this. And I said, this guy's my, and this would have been back in like March or April, I think, that this happened. And I said, there's my asshole of the year. But this guy ended up being my number two. But there's a guy named Don Matrick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Don Matrick is?
Who is Don Matrick?
Well, it's Don Matrick and a bunch of other people. But Don Matrick was the head of the Xbox division for Microsoft. Now, listen, I care about video games more than maybe a lot of you guys do. But anyone who follows video games this year knows that Microsoft was up to some kind of assholery, the likes of which, and look, we hate big corporations, and most people do, and we've already talked about Bezos and what a dick this guy was. But Matrick was such an asshole. They decided they're going to announce a new Xbox, the Xbox One.
Yes.
Now, it's out now. It's been out for a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the spring, they said, we're going to release this Xbox One.
Sure.
And here's what's going to happen with it. You aren't going to own. What you're going to do is you're going to go to the store and you're going to buy a game.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take the game home. You're going to put it in your machine. And your machine is going to connect to the internet to activate
mm-hmm.
the disc.
Mm-hmm.
From that point forward, you don't even need that disc anymore.
Right.
And so what they basically decided was like, they were going to go all digital with their games. If you go to the store and buy a disc,
yeah.
the disc, you pay $60 for it. Once you activate it, that disc is not worth this. It can't be activated by anybody else. You can't loan discs to anybody. You can't sell. If I want to go on eBay and you buy a video game,
mm-hmm.
you don't like it, you want to sell it on eBay, you can't anymore. Because
mm-hmm.
it's fucking Microsoft. It's all DRM.
Mm-hmm.
It's all digital rights management. It's all bullshit. Your Xbox has to be connected and check to the internet every, I think it was twice a day, would have to go out and check
yeah.
to see that it was still authorized to be on. And it was this whole Big Brother society. We've been playing games for how fucking long?
Well,
we've been playing video games specifically for almost 30 years. Okay.
You and I are exactly the
same
age.
They've existed, yeah, for that long.
There were Pong consoles before
right.
you and I were. Like,
I had one of those.
Well, I'm saying those were around, I think, the Odyssey. The
those were the early 70s,
out, what,
early
mid-70s.
Yeah. My dad bought us one of those Chinese Pong consoles that he bought out of the back of some guy's van.
Yeah, there were.
And I had that hooked up to my TV
there was at one point,
in 77.
Like what, like 20 different Pong consoles?
Right, there were all kinds of.
Sears had one.
Well, what it was, you know, you could get this chip,
yeah.
and you would put the chip, and then you could build whatever wacky joysticks you wanted, and. Yeah. Yeah, so there was a million of those.
There was the Telstar.
Yeah, there's a million of those.
It was a Pong console that had a steering wheel and a gun attachment.
Right.
There were crazy.
Radio Shack had versions of Pong.
You and I are almost exactly the same age as video games. They were a couple, maybe the first actual video game in the world was Space War, which was like 66 or 7 that some guys at MIT built.
Right.
So we're not that much. We've been around the whole length of video games.
Yes.
And in that whole length of time of video games,
yeah.
you bought a physical disc or a cartridge originally.
Yeah.
And or a floppy disc or whatever the shit it was.
And you owned it forever.
And now there's a web show I watch sometimes called The Angry Video Game Nerd where he reviews like old shitty Nintendo, like Schwarzenegger's Nintendo output, like Total Recall and just how bad some of those games were. This guy's got a library. You know, my friend Roger does of old NES games and any.
I got a whole bunch of shit.
You could buy all. You can still buy any game ever made,
right?
But Xbox says,
yeah, you can't.
No!
You can't do it. So they do all this stuff. They also tell you that you're going to have the Kinect camera, which was something they put up for Xbox 360, which nobody liked because it didn't work well. They have a new version of that, and that's going to be mandatory. You're going to have that connected. It's going to be watching you at all times.
Also, you would have to have your internet connection running at all times.
Yeah, the internet connection has to be. So if you're a soldier and you're out somewhere where you can't get internet, you're out in the field somewhere, you can't play your Xbox One.
Well, some people take their Xbox up to their cabin
absolutely,
in the woods.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they just play the games that they have.
They have them in the basement where you know you may not have an internet.
They're basically trying to get rid of offline playing.
Well, because what they want to do is they want to control the market. They feel that by people able to buy used video games, Microsoft doesn't get a royalty off that, so it's hurting their pocket.
Well, I think
folks,
the
it's
publishers
hurting.
Also had a share in
but,
one.
But you know what? It's always been... Okay, Microsoft is worth billions based upon people with these systems in place for all these years. Mm-hmm. Microsoft is worth billions. Nintendo is worth billions. Sony's worth millions.
Yeah.
And it's all based upon this economy that already exists. So now just to change it, it's just greed. Not to mention, by the time they do put this Xbox One out, it turns out that it's $100 more expensive and less powerful than the PlayStation 4, which came out at the same time. So not only... So anyway... There was a public outcry. Again, you know, you're talking about internet guys or babies when they get on there and complain about stuff. Mm. Well, the internet, the computer video game, you know, society or the computer video game, what do you call that?
The nerd sphere.
Yeah. The community of gamers.
The bloggerati.
Went crazy. Microsoft ended up reversing their policies on DRM. Don Matrick, conveniently in the middle of all this, ended up leaving Microsoft for the Zynga company. Speaking of assholes,
oh, right.
Zynga makes all those Facebook games that you hate, that you need to buy in microtransactions, all that stuff. And then, you know, and the guys that stuck around, I think they're going to end up brooming all these guys from Xbox because the PlayStation 4 has outsold it. Yeah. Even though the reviews on Xbox One have been pretty decent.
I think eventually Xbox One will probably catch up a little
bit. It'll probably be okay, but... It's
but they gave Sony
right.
They gave Sony a room.
And the reason Xbox One is going to be okay, it's because the community forced them to make these changes. Mm-hmm. So Don Matrick was not came up with all these things. He came up with all these ideas. He ruined their company or came very close to doing
it. I think we're in another problem with these console wars.
Which is what?
I think a lot of people are probably going to look at their Xbox 360 or their PlayStation 3 and go, what's wrong with this?
That's good enough. Yeah, I get that.
Because there are times when there is a big jump between systems.
Sure.
And this is not one of them.
Well, you know what? I actually going to disagree with you. And I actually felt the way you felt. But I've been playing PlayStation 4 for however long that's been out. For almost a month now, whatever. Yeah. I don't know if I can go back. I've tried going back and playing. You know what? I bought this on Black Friday. I bought the God of War Collection, which is all the God of War games that came out. And I tried playing it, and I go, like, I don't know if I can get back into this.
Well,
I think I'm only looking forward. I don't think I can look back now. But, I mean, whatever. I mean, everyone's got their own personal...
You are also a early adopter.
I am.
You got to have
it. I am.
You put it in your budget.
I am.
You told us what a nudnik you are.
I bought two PlayStation 4s and sold one.
You get a boner for this stuff.
I do.
I think for the average Joe consumer, they're not going to see the... technical leaps.
Well,
for what? Also, it also you know how this works.
Okay,
it always takes a little while for the software to catch up to the hardware.
It does,
and the programmers don't usually know.
Well,
they don't get the most out of a system until about a year into.
Well, here's the thing: the Xbox One, speaking of Matrick, is not good because most of those games are only running at 720p, whereas the PS4 games are running at 1080p, and you can tell the difference on your TV.
Yeah.
And I know people go like, I don't know the difference. I don't know. Like there's people that annoy me that go like, I don't get why you have to watch the HD channel.
Well,
I'll just watch the. And there's idiots like that.
Those people are what we.
Those people are morons.
Those people are called my father-in-law.
Exactly.
And those people are what we call assholes.
Okay.
Look, but that makes me nuts.
There might not be as big a jump between 360 and Xbox One because they built this system underpowered.
My dad and I have the same TV.
Yeah.
We both have a Sony.
Yeah.
Maybe the model might be a little whatever, but they're very similar LCD televisions.
Yeah.
Within a couple months of each other.
Yeah.
His settings, I always
there and play with them. Yeah.
Every time I'm over at my dad's, I'm fixing his settings because it just doesn't look as good as my TV.
Right, yeah.
I have my video settings dialed into where it looks better to me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I understand.
Yeah, there's people like that.
I'm less than you are.
Right.
I'm a little down from you in terms of needing to have the immediate first technology.
It's just...
But I'm a different case. I think the average consumer will probably wait on these a little bit.
I think it's fine if you're going to wait. But the problem is, when you make the Xbox One, that's nothing I wrote even here on my paper. Mm-hmm. It's underpowered compared to the competition as well.
Yeah.
And it costs more. So people are going to be buying the Xbox One because they want the latest thing, and they're going to say it's not that great. They made a mistake with this, and he's responsible.
Not as big as a mistake as the Nintendo people who are going to eat a big bowl of shit.
Those guys aren't
with the Wii.
They're not even relevant at this point in console gaming anymore. So I'm not even getting into Nintendo.
What number was that, your number two?
That was my number two, was Don Matrick.
Your number two?
And Xbox.
Just want to point out that my number six
was
a guy that wanted to own all water on Earth.
Oh, no. Okay.
So in comparison
to
playing a video game.
I realize that.
Maybe not as relevant.
I realize
while
that.
While I'm announcing my number two, could you please look up some music for my number one?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll get it.
Because this music will represent my number one choice. I gave him away.
You need me. I don't care. Go ahead. Give us your number two.
My number two, and we weren't doing politics, but this guy did distinguish himself as a grade A, world-class ass clown. My number two is Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Are you familiar with Ted Cruz?
Well, geez, I can't believe that Corey. I'm guessing this guy's a Republican. I don't even know that much, but
he's a junior senator from the great state of Texas.
Yes.
He's a Tea Party guy.
Sure.
So he was just elected recently.
Okay.
this is his first year in office.
Okay.
He decided to take it upon himself to single-handedly shut down the entire government.
Yeah. This is your list. Go ahead.
Right. No, I'm just saying.
I'm saying the government shutdown seems like it needed more than one guy
He was the spearhead of the shutdown the government movement.
Okay.
And just got it. By the way, like I said, freshman senator.
Yeah.
Didn't even know where the bathrooms were. Got in there and threw a temper tantrum.
Is he the guy that did the filibuster, Ted Cruz?
Yes. He got up there and did a filibuster because he wanted to shut the government down because we're spending too much money. Blah, blah, blah. These guys get these. Okay, basically, Ted Cruz is a guy that ran for office, became a senator.
Right.
And said, I hate the government. Nobody should be involved in government.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. That's okay. You know what I mean? It's not like you go, I'm going to play shortstop for the Yankees, but I don't feel that everybody should let all the balls go to the outfield. You know what I mean? Well, let's make it more competitive.
Sure.
These guys who get into government and then don't want to actually govern.
Yeah. Yeah, I get
believe
that.
Believe me, there's bad politicians.
Well, in the old days, wouldn't you call these guys obstructionists?
Absolutely.
You probably still call them that today, but it's like an old term.
I could have said John Boehner because John Boehner had no control over his.
I feel like every year we do this, you have some senator on there.
Well,
that's
because these guys were complete and total rampaging assholes to come in there and go nope and have a temper tantrum, and he basically imperiled the nation's credit rating to the point where world economies were about to crumble so that he could have a little temper tantrum. Never gonna win,
right? Yeah,
because the Senate is not actually controlled by the Republicans,
right?
And he was going to get outvoted at any time.
Wow.
There's a lot of politicians who deserve did some grandstanding, did some stupid shit.
Sure.
But he really...
He excelled.
Became
in
the crybaby, giant puss asshole of the year.
The whole Congress. The whole Congress. The senators.
The Congress is at like a 2% approval rate.
It's
the worst Congress we've ever had. And certainly, Nancy Pelosi has probably got something to do with that as well as everybody on the Republican side.
Yeah.
But this guy really went out of his way to look like a bozo. He went up there and did that Mr. Smith goes to Washington filibuster and started reading from Green Eggs and Ham and whatever nonsense he did. And just self-absorbed up his own ass.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. I see where you can get that. All right.
He was he was the face on the whole debacle.
Okay.
He really put himself out front and.
All right. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, you know what I don't have? You know what I don't have is our drum rolls for the number one.
No.
I just don't have those available, and I apologize.
Okay.
I went to that, and it wasn't there. Well, here's what I'm going to say about my number one. Let me do a little preamble on my number one. Save the drum roll. I know what you're going to say, and when I made this list, I had this guy, and I thought about this guy. I thought this guy would be a quality number 7-8 pick. Number nine.
Oh, and he jumped up high?
He jumped up high because I did more research into this guy. And the more research I did, I realized what a fucking cock this guy was, okay? So my number one, you can give me the drum roll now. my asshole of the year, the biggest asshole for 2013, according to me, Joel Fragamenti, the host of JoelRadio.net, is Papa John.
Whoa!
Now, wait a minute. Now, listen. I know what you're going.
He's
now, Corey,
a prick.
Corey's kind of applauding. Now, listen.
Well,
I know
there's a lot of reasons to not
listen,
like this guy.
Let me explain what Papa John, about what he's up to, okay? I know people see the commercial, and they see this Papa John on there, and he's saying better ingredients, better pizza, mm-hmm. Papa John's. First of all, let's just start. Let's start one by one. We're going to start. We're going to tear down the straw man right here, whatever they call it. Okay, here we go. Your pizza's fucking bullshit. Your pizza fucking sucks. It's shitty pizza. Yeah. And I say that as a man that loves shitty pizza. Listen, if you're eating from Little Caesars or Pizza Hut or Domino's or Papa John's, mm-hmm. you're getting shitty pizza. You really are. There's good pizza, but there's brick oven restaurants. There's pizzerias yeah, sure. that you go in, and there's chefs who will make your pizza. That's good pizza. This pizza you have delivered to your house is shit. It's shitty fucking pizza.
Right.
And that's fine, but we all agree.
You know...
We all agree that it's shitty pizza. Yeah. It's not a big deal. So first of all, stop saying that you have this great fucking pizza because you don't. It's shit.
It's literally shitty because I'll tell you the two pizza chains that I can't eat are Jets and Papa John's.
Okay.
They both make me feel sick.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Jets I've had. I've never had Papa John's actually for the record. But I can assure you that's not quality. You know, if right. it's in the strip mall, you're not making quality pizza.
If you eat too much pizza of any kind, you're going to feel a little
queasy.
Well,
the tomato sauce is acidic, so
but
there you go.
There's the super acidic tomato sauce in both Papa John's and Jet's, or the cheese. Right. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I feel awful.
So you've actually eaten Papa John's that's made you feel bad?
Yes, and I feel awful. Okay, I can eat like Hungry Howie's and go, whatever. Yeah,
right.
Move on with my day.
Yeah.
Those two, if I eat those, it's like a colon buster.
Well.
And I feel awful eating it. So it's you're right. His pizza is garbage.
Okay. I had a thing called Nick's Pizza. It's around the corner here. A little independent guy.
Sure.
It was fine. It was good. You go over to Como's on Woodward here in front of them. They make a quality pie. That's a pizzeria. You go in there, you get nice pizza. Mm-hmm. I got 10 fucking things on Papa John.
Como's has been in business since like 1962. Sure. Yeah. And they're like a
They got a chef. Sure. Okay. That's number one. Number two, you become the official pizza of the NFL.
Yeah.
And this is what this entails. Every fucking break during the football game, we got to look at your big stupid head, Papa John. And first of all, Papa John, first of all, he's in every commercial. Here's what he does. He wants to have some sort of association with the NFL, okay? Mm-hmm. So he gives the NFL God knows how many told millions of dollars it costs to get this official pizza. What does that mean anyway, official pizza of the NFL?
I don't know.
They don't fucking use pizzas. If you were the official like football of the NFL, I could see that mean something. You're the official shoe of the NFL means something. What does the fucking official pizza mean? Why don't you be who's the official fucking douche of the NFL? What is that? What's that? I mean, who's the official tampon of the NFL? What difference does it make who the fucking official pizza is? You fucking cock.
In Madden a couple years ago, they had Gus Johnson was the play-by-play guy on the Madden game. And then they put the ads into.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They were like, Snickers, that'll satisfy you.
And he had to read those?
Oh, yeah, and they were in the game, and it'd be like, Christ. That was the Snickers, big bite of the day. Okay. And they had one, this one cracked me up every time. Old Spice, the toughest smell in the NFL. Yes. And it was built into the game.
I can almost see where Old Spice has some part to play. Okay, so then he does, so now he's in every commercial. And you've seen this guy. This man, let me tell you about. Let's talk about a black hole of charisma that is Papa John. You see this guy on TV, and you couldn't get...
Yeah.
You could get a kindergarten... The kindergartners on the AT&T commercials have way more charisma than this Papa John.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on there, and he's telling you about his piece. And the guy looks like he's reading off a teleprompter. Mm-hmm. He's the worst folks. He's not even like Orville Redenbacher would have kind of a folksy quality about him.
No.
Dave Thomas from Wendy's looks like a guy. He just looks like
a
smarmy...
John, he seems like a guy who's...
Dick face.
You know what he like? He smells soiled underwear.
Yeah, he just...
He's a guy, you know what I mean?
He's just like...
He's the kind of guy who whiffs his own farts.
He's just a guy who's like... He's got like... Like, you know what? It's like everything with him, it's sleazy.
I'm Papa John.
He's
remember
like
he did those
He looks like a guy who owns like a car wash or something.
Remember
he's
did
like
those commercials a couple years ago about how like he had to track down his Mustang?
I'm going to get, I got more. Don't, I'm telling you, I can go on. How much show is left? We got an hour for me to do Papa John. Listen, then he does these commercials. So he was just doing these commercials where he's like, better ingredients, I'm Papa John, okay? Then he makes a fucking giant chocolate chip cookie. You fucking piece of fucking shit. You're already selling us your shitty fucking pizza. Now you've got a giant family-sized chocolate chip
cookie.
You're
telling me the cookie...
How fat do you want us to get, Papa John?
You're telling me the cookie pie is
he
not
goes,
the...
He goes, oh, I have a giant chocolate chip cookie for $5 when you order pizza. How fucking fat do you want us to be, Papa John? You fucking dick. Then the commercial has... Okay, then he does this. This is another thing in the Papa John commercial.
You're raging.
Let me tell you about Papa John.
Yeah.
I'm not half done with Papa John.
All right.
He does these commercials. Peyton Manning, arguably the greatest player in the NFL today. You agree? Guys having an amazing season, record setting.
Certainly one of the best, yeah.
And Peyton Manning has this reputation as being very good in commercials. He's a good spokesman. He's done SNL. He clearly
not so much for those Oreo licking ones he did with his
brother. But he has a sense of humor. People know that. So he does these commercials. So what do you think happens in these commercials? Papa John makes Peyton his bitch. Hey, Peyton, why don't you learn how to toss that pizza dough, Peyton? Come on, Peyton. You know how to make pizza. I'm like, Peyton Manning should punch him right in his fucking ugly face, that Papa John. He does a commercial where he's ordering around the best player in the NFL. Fuck you, you fucking egotistical dick. You're going to fucking order? That's what we want to see. We want to see the best player in the NFL relegated to your fucking $6 an hour pizza maker. Fuck you, Papa John. And you know he loves it. You know he gets to fucking he gets to sniff the jock of Peyton Manning on set every day. And it's so fucking fantastic. So immediately, for those commercials alone, he makes my number 7-8. Then I start reading. What does Papa John come out and say? Oh, you know, according to the Affordable Care Act, I'm going to have to let some of my employees go.
Sure.
He was the first guy. You know how there's been a lot of that about companies saying, because the guy who started it, Mr. Papa John himself, he said, I can't afford to give my employees health care, so I'm going to have to lay them off. Boo fucking who. Meanwhile, apparently the guy has the biggest house in, like, Louisville, Kentucky. He has this fucking Camaro.
The great thing about that bullshit, too.
Yeah.
Which he's not the only CEO that pulled that.
He was the first guy that came out and said.
Do you know the average Papa John's employee doesn't even get 30 hours?
Yeah, absolutely.
They have managers who work 40.
Sure.
And then all those kids get like 18 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
So that they wouldn't be paying for their health care anyway.
Exactly. It has no effect on him whatsoever.
And he's such a dick.
He's a Republican rich fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he goes on with this fucking car. Okay. Mm-hmm. Apparently he had some Camaro.
Yeah.
And the story of Papa John's is his dad owned like a bowling alley or a pool hall or something like that. And he said, so he's already coming from, his dad was a rich, smarmy, you know, think of a guy that owns a bowling alley. We know guys who own bowling alleys. They're fucking cocksuckers. Every fucking one of them. I work for one of these guys now. This fucking dick with the bowling alley, these assholes. So this guy with the bowling alley owns a thing, and his son goes, I want to make pizza.
Yeah.
So he sells his Camaro. First of all, here's a guy.
Well, the guys we know.
He's a son of a bowling alley guy driving a Camaro.
I knew one guy who owned a bowling alley who was a nice guy.
Yeah.
But the other guys we know who own bowling alleys generally have comedy clubs.
Yeah, the guy who had the comedy club and the bowling alley.
Well,
what a dick.
It's not just one. There's a lot of bowling alleys that have a comedy room.
Right.
Because that's how horrible our business is. We're cursed.
Yeah.
And you're right. There's a general... When you meet the owner of the bowling alley, generally not a
person. So the guy who owns the bowling alley has a son who drives a Camaro. They're checking all the douchebag... Make a list of douchebag check marks. Papa John, you're fucking striking everyone, Papa. You're fucking winning, Papa. Who's fucking... Okay. I'm so upset, Papa John. So he sells his Camaro.
What's his real name? Because
John.
Calling him Papa John is so juvenile.
It's John Slattery or something. Yeah. I forget what it is.
No, John Slattery's on Madden.
All right. Well, I thought that was the same guy.
I'll find you Papa John's real name.
John Bigabubo. John Goobaguts.
John Asshole. John Schnatter.
John
Schnatter. Look at this. Look at this. Look at the fucking picture. So he sells this Camaro to get the pizza oven. Then the pizza's become a good big success. So then he goes, I'm going to go on this national search for the Camaro.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm going to go on this.
He only waited 20 years to go back and get this Camaro.
And apparently he paid this guy like $100,000 for this Camaro that was probably worth like $4,000. Yeah, he paid. He offered a reward of $250,000 for finding the Camaro, and on August 26, 2009, Schnatter bought the Camaro back for $250,000. In celebration, Papa John's offered a free pizza to anyone who owned a Camaro. The actual Camaro is on display in the company's headquarters in Louisville, Kentucky, but the company owns several replicas that are used on tours for public TV appearances. What a fucking dick. What a fucking dick. Here, it keeps going. Schnatter hosted a fundraiser in his home for Republican Party candidate Mitt Romney in May 2012. The guy's a fucking dick. The guy's an asshole slime who only can promote himself in his commercials. You know, nobody, I'm guessing no one buy, you know, the thing is, he could probably be way more successful if he went out and got a good spokesman for Papa John's Pizza, but he can't even do that. He's got such an ego. He takes himself, who isn't charismatic whatsoever, and puts himself in the commercials.
Well, you should blame the late Dave Thomas for that because, there were guys who did that before.
Right. Okay. I said Orville Redenbacher. First of all, Dave Thomas didn't own Wendy's when they put him in the commercials. He had already sold Wendy's to Pepsi or wherever. And they made him the spokesman. But Dave Thomas was funny. Dave Thomas was good.
But now everybody thinks that.
I know, but that's he's
always,
not.
There's always been pitchman. It goes back to, guy?
Was Crazy Eddie. There was all those guys.
Norelco Razors.
Yeah, that guy.
Victor.
Right, Victor whatever. Yeah, he owned the.
Victor Kiam or whatever.
Yeah, he owned the.
It's like, I like Norelco so much I bought the company.
Right, he owned the Patriots.
And believe me, Trump is the kingpin of the putting himself in all his ads.
How different is Papa John from Trump?
Trump,
not that different.
Trump is classier, and Trump's an asshole. I mean,
right.
Trump was number like three on my list of assholes of the year.
But
last
year. Papa John is this guy who got rich, and it's like every asshole who gets rich, and the dumb shit they do with their money, and the causes that they that they champion. Yeah. It's just all wrong. And I know it's just pizza, and it's not really a serious thing. Yeah. And look, I largely added him to my list because he ruins my NFL football games with his fucking stupid commercials and the way he beat fucking bitch slaps Peyton Manning all over. And that's annoying, but the more I looked into this guy, saw wrong.
Yeah.
He's a complete fucking douche.
Well, to me, the biggest issue with him is this paying his fucking employee.
Yeah.
Given his, none of those kids get hours at those places.
Yeah.
And you know what the profit margin on pizza is?
Yeah,
pizza is about the most profitable business.
Those things cost probably $2 to make. Mm-hmm. I mean, aside from the labor, the materials in a pizza are $2 or less to make. Yeah,
because it's flour.
It's flour and water.
You buy big, giant bags of cheese.
Yeah.
The profit margin on pizza is immense.
Exactly.
You're charging $18.50 for a pizza that costs you $1.25 to make. It's insane. And to bitch about poverty...
Yeah,
I understand some of these. You know, McDonald's workers are charging $15 an hour. That might be too high.
Okay,
I think they should probably get a little bit more than they make.
But
maybe that's too high.
Yeah,
but to say that I can't pay my health insurance for my employees,
it's just a dick move.
Your employees weren't getting full time to begin with.
It's just everything about this guy. And hopefully this guy is such an ego that maybe he will collapse like a crazy Eddie. Maybe he will sort of be one of these millionaires, because I don't think he even is a billionaire. I think they're saying he's worth $260 million. So he could put that down, that could go down the tubes. I'm sure that NFL thing's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I hope it does. I hope his ego gets the better of this guy, because he really is an asshole.
He is
clearly the asshole of the year. I mean, the NFL thing went from last year where, like I said, he would just come on for a minute and talk about his pizza. Now he's got Peyton Manning in the commercial. He's got the whole thing. It's just disgusting. The guy's a dick, and I think he clearly qualifies as my asshole of the year.
Well, and it's a very worthy one, and I agree wholeheartedly with John Schnatter,
John Schnatter.
With his colon-busting pizza.
Just
his
fucking dick.
Inedible cardboard colon-busting pizza. Mm. And we're from Detroit, the original home of bad pizza chains.
Right. But the Ilitches seem like good people.
Domino's and Little Caesars are the worst pizzas.
Terrible.
They're horrific.
Just the worst. But if you're from those, they're the worst pizza. I eat it up. I eat it maybe once a month, but it is fucking, it is dire. Actually, the worst pizza. And in fact, I throw out the gauntlet to you, Corey Hall. Live show from the worst place that has pizza. Cece's Pizza.
Oh.
I think we go and get that buffet because that is the worst. You've never had Cece's?
I've never had the Cece's. Well,
we're going.
To be honest.
Here's what I got. Here's why.
Okay, I used to go to in high school.
Yeah.
We would go to the Pizza Hut buffet.
Okay.
Because we were kids.
Delicious.
Well.
Pizza buffet, delicious.
We were like, you know, we were 17, sure. So we were stupid. We
when
were
you're
like,
in high school,
let me eat 28.
When you're in high school, nothing tastes better than Pizza Hut. Right, it's the greatest. Right, right. Yeah, I'm with you.
But I've been soured on the notion of a pizza buffet since.
I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take you to Cece's Pizza. You would literally think like. If you were in prison and you stuck CC's pizza through the slot, the prisoner would fucking push it back. It's the worst thing you've ever eaten.
The worst pizza.
It's the worst.
I will say wholeheartedly, the worst pizza I ever had in my life was in England.
Okay. Okay.
It was in London about 12 years ago, and they didn't know what they were doing.
They don't know what they're doing.
But
I've been to Pizza Hut in London.
Canada sucks too.
Canada is.
Canada, I'm sorry.
You know, I actually think that Boston pizza is kind of delicious.
Have you had pizza there?
I've been to Pizza on the street corner.
What a shithole.
Well, yeah, but that's like Little Caesars or something.
It's wretched.
It's bad.
It's the Canadian Little Caesars.
Yeah, it's the Canadian Little Caesars. Bad.
You know what's happening with pizza right now?
Right.
Which is interesting. Guys like Papa John, I think, are going to go the way of the donkey.
Yeah.
Or the dodo.
Yeah.
Because I think pizza's starting to have the same revolution that, like, craft beers having.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, but
all these brick oven places Budweiser, and New York style.
There's still, I know there's Chipotle, but there's still Taco Bell.
I think,
there's
though,
still,
that people are going to want better pizza.
There's still McDonald's when there's Five Guys and In-N-Out, so, you know, I don't know, but I think in
But that's In-N-Out, Five Guys is taking a chunk out of Burger King.
Okay, all right.
And I think some of this pizza revolution, people are finally wanting big pizza again.
All right.
Do you have a musical cue
for
this gentleman?
Yeah, I do. So
your number one is great. I don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But this guy could clearly, now without, you know, genocidal dictators, short of that. And I did have a guy that wanted to privatize all water. But this you couldn't find a bigger asshole if you looked on the planet Earth.
Go ahead, Corey.
Oh, here it is. Hear that?
There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, my asshole of the year, 2013. And I will probably put him in perpetuity.
There he is.
Kanye. Motherfucking West. I couldn't kick this guy far enough. I wish that I had RoboCop strength so I could pick him up and throw him into space. What a fucking self-absorbed, talent-sucking, media whore, valueless turd.
Where do you start with his ridiculous comments in 2013?
Is there anything he hasn't said?
I know.
Anything non-stupid that hasn't come out of this guy's mouth?
He's the biggest moron. He really is.
First of all, he knocked up Kim Kardashian. You took the biggest talent-free whore.
Yes, his music is terrible. And I know people like Kanye West music. I don't. Let me just say that. I'm not a fan.
Granted, I am a middle-aged white man who does not like hip-hop music anymore.
Right, yeah.
I once did, and now I'm dead. I could still tell good hip-hop from bad hip-hop, and that's bad hip-hop.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is annoying, too.
Jay-Z is
annoying. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
This guy is mentally insane. This Kanye is disturbed.
He is.
His notion of his importance in the world.
Exactly.
Is so catastrophically out of scale.
Yeah.
What he means to the universe.
I know.
Is nothing. What he thinks he means to the universe. He thinks he's a goddamn 2001 space baby floating around there. He called his album and his tour Yeezus.
Hey, that was what we were
listening to. That's the nickname that he calls himself. He brought out a guy dressed as Jesus.
Yeah.
To kick off the tour. He's a complete dunderhead.
Yeah, I'm with
the fact that people give this guy money is despicable. He had a Twitter fight with Jimmy Kimmel. Do you remember this?
You know what? I've forgotten about that, but I do remember that.
All right, so Jimmy turned into a bit and started like running Kanye's tweets on his show.
Well, what he did is I think he gave some interview.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy recreated it with little kids.
Right.
Something like Kanye stormed out of an interview and he had little kids recreated and it made Kanye look bad.
So Kanye decided to try and step to a comedian.
Yeah.
Got his ass pounded. Then he went on Kimmel's show.
Yeah.
And he looked confused.
Yeah.
This is a guy that lives in a bubble.
Right.
One, he's fucking one of the dumbest human beings.
Right. He impregnated
a girl with a 96 IQ. Right. I mean, literally, right. Kim Kardashian could not. Okay.
Look, it's only her third marriage. She's got plenty of time to
Find
the right one.
She's obviously got that kind of reptilian Overmind intelligence that I'm sure our friend John Tenney will tell us about on a show.
Yeah.
You know, she's like one of those reptile people that actually controls the world.
Yeah.
But if she's read a book,
yeah,
or has seen a movie, or could talk about any fucking thing that ever happened on Earth intelligently, it would be a stunner. And he puts his dick in this and lays around with this moron, this stinking fucking Armenian cow, and he lays with this filth. So he's surrounded by nothing but guys that probably sit around all day. He's probably got a payroll. He's probably got a $100,000 payroll of just guys who sit around going, "Are you the man, Kanye?" "That's right, Kanye. You know, oh, Jesus." Right? He's got a staff of fluffers who sit around and just go, "Boo, let me jiggle your balls, you dunce." So he gets on the show with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And Kimmel eats his fucking dick a lot, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't even know what's going on. Kimmel just ran circles around him, and you could see, and Jay-Z went on Bill Maher's show and also was confused.
Right.
When person smarter than him asked him questions.
Yeah, those guys
were both out of their fucking leagues. They didn't know what okay, when Chuck, Public Enemy, Chuck D would go on talk shows, he could hold his own.
Sure. If you want,
Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
The used to be guys in hip hop actually were smart about shit. These guys are simpletons.
Well, they're like fashionistas too, because there was an interview with him, if you can find it, there's actually a video of it with Sway from MTV. They were actually recording Shady 45, which is the Sirius XM station that Eminem owns, and Sway is the morning guy in that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find the interview with Kanye West ranting about how Nike wouldn't give him royalties on his sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all like ridiculous shit that no one should care about. It's all like rich people problems. And he's screaming about like how he's like a victim of like Louis Vuitton. It's the most bizarre rant.
Well,
here's I just have it here about.
You know what he did?
Yeah.
Speaking of fashion.
Yeah.
He released a $120 white t-shirt that was labeled the hip hop t-shirt. It's a white t-shirt. It cost $125.
He says black people don't have the same level of connections as Jewish people. Black people don't have the same connections as oil people. George Bush and oil money and Obama and no money. Mm-hmm. People want to say Obama can't make this moves or he's not executing, but that's because Obama ain't got those connections. So now I'm sure Obama's happy to have his support of Kanye.
I mean, there's actually probably a little something to his assertion that I'm just saying that this president doesn't have the financial backing other ones did, but to say he doesn't have any power is ridiculous.
Give me a fucking break.
I know. He got in fights with paparazzi.
Oh, God. Just constantly. Yeah. I mean, you could just look up all the dumb shit that Kanye said over the year. And Kanye's been an asshole many, many years. But I really think that I really feel like this guy's about to like burst or something. Like he's so like angry about nothing.
He got mad at the Grammy organizers.
Yeah.
And bitched them out because he wasn't getting nominated in enough categories.
And, you know, there was a thing where he jumped on stage and he took the mic from Taylor Swift.
Sure.
That was a year or two ago. So, I mean, the guy is out of control, I think.
Did you hear this wonderful story?
What's that?
He did a private concert for the president of Kazakhstan's grandson.
Yes.
For $3 million.
Okay.
For the grandson of the brutal Kazakhstani leader, Nazrul Narbazar. So he did a dictator's grandson's fucking private party for $3 million. He's a worthless, stinking, open sore of a human flesh pot.
Yeah.
I want this guy gone. I hope he blows up.
I do.
Hope he has a cat. What was the fucking...
Cat Williams?
Cat Williams style implosion where
we'll
he loses his
that.
Fucking... If anyone deserves to OD... to blow himself away, to crash his car, Kanye West, you're nothing but a parasite on the face of humanity. You stupid, and you made a baby with Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
You ignorant backwoods fucking yokel. Go to hell 1,000 times. Listen to that music. Being like that on your ass.
Well, there are people, like, I know there's a lot of, like, hipster white guys, like the whole Pitchfork crowd that thinks Kanye West is a genius, and I don't get that at all.
Yeah.
I hope those guys come to some understanding.
He had one song I liked where it was like, this goes out to the haters.
Yeah,
and the
I've heard that song. Yeah, that's a
but
it's enough. It's enough of that.
You
know what? And it's one of those things where if the guy keeps, but the thing with him is like, No, every interview he does, he comes off poorly, but he can't stop doing interviews. It's like, right.
I don't think he's
who's
got
advising this guy.
That's the problem. I don't think he's got management.
He's out of his mind.
He's got yes men management.
Well,
he trashes. Okay, one thing he does, he is smart. He's got the always create controversy model.
Yeah.
In which he never does an interview where he doesn't take a shit on somebody.
Right.
He calls Justin Timberlake a hack.
Right.
He does all this stuff to continually generate. But the Kanye discussion is ever present in the black community.
Yeah.
There's something going on talking about
right,
Kanye.
Right. Yeah. He's so important.
He is the Pope of barbershop town.
Yeah.
And you know what? Talking about the hoaxes and the fake stuff.
Yeah.
There's a satirical website, like a bad Onion knockoff, that did a thing a couple of weeks ago that was like, or when Mandela died, like a week ago, that said Kanye gave an interview on Chicago radio and said, I'm going to be bigger than Mandela. Don't worry about it.
Like, yeah.
I'm only 35. I'll do much better stuff. And it was obviously a joke.
Yeah.
In the article, it says he was talking to Adrian Cronauer, was the DJ.
Okay.
Adrian Cronauer was the guy from Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the
Griffin. That's not an actual current DJ in Chicago.
And what did the black community go crazy? Or
no, everybody posted that on Facebook. Oh, yeah. It got like retweeted and posted. You know why? Because everybody believed it.
Well,
it was a satirical thing that no one questioned for a moment. They all thought, of course Kanye is insane enough to think that he's better than Nelson Mandela. No one even blinked at it. It was like hard to debunk.
Right.
I had to explain to people, no, that's a joke. And they went, oh, well, he would have said that anyway. No one questioned it at all. He's such a turd.
He's a complete dick. And I certainly could have put him on. It's hard. For me, it's hard to pick out one incident where you go, well, Kanye's the
ass.
It's
the body of work. He's had an incredible year of being a full.
There's going to be an asshole Hall of Fame, and Kanye has a
$120 white T-shirt, Joel.
All right, we got to get into more assholes. I do think that's a very good number one. I think it's a great pick, Corey.
Thank you.
Now, let me just go through some of these other guys real quick. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you my list. One guy who really should have been on the list was, and you touched on the MSNBC thing, but Martin Bashir was an asshole this year. He said he called Sarah. He got fired basically over Sarah Palin comments. He called her a resident dunce because she made some comment about the U.S.'s debt will eventually be, we will be slaves to the Chinese. Yes. So he told this slavery story about how the masters would have the slaves shit in each other's mouth, and that was punishment for. And it was just bizarre.
Well,
and I don't know what he was thinking. So,
Martin Bashir is kind of a knuckle. I kind of enjoyed his show because he would say absurd stuff, but that was too far.
That was a little ridiculous. Of course, I know we're talking, but the guy.
And by the way, when Sarah Palin outsmarts you,
right? Yeah, exactly.
When you get fired over her,
idiot. When people don't agree with you on your criticism of Sarah Palin, you're out of control. The guy who did the fake sign language at the Mandela thing. Guy's great.
Incredible.
Just pop star morons. Chris Brown for getting in fights again. Justin Bieber. Now, it was only years ago when I said Justin Bieber's not an asshole, but people that pretend to like Justin Bieber are assholes. Bieber's now actually an asshole. So he's a full-grown asshole. Of course, they had Miley Cyrus on there. Look, for the State Farm commercial alone, I will set aside the fact that you play for the Green Bay Packers, but Aaron Rodgers, go fuck yourself. You're like, you have the Papa John level charisma in those commercials too. You're terrible. Look, I know he's dead. Let's have a moment of silence. Or actually not. Let's have a moment of calling you an asshole, Paul Walker. You do six movies about how you drive like an asshole, and you drive like an asshole for real, and you're dead. Good. Rest in peace. America just got smarter. Thank you very much. Of course, I had Alec Baldwin on there. Hey, let's start the Oprah wing of the Hall of Fame. How about Oprah? You go to Switzerland and you say that they chased you out of the store because you were black.
That was insane.
Go fuck yourself, Oprah. And Oprah had to apologize because she got that story wrong.
Well,
and nothing backed up her story.
Well, Oprah was indemnified because she was my number one.
Yeah, last
year. So I left her off the list.
Yeah, two years ago.
2 years ago was my number one.
Yeah. Yeah, Oprah, asshole.
But what we should do now?
Yeah.
Is start
the asshole hall of fame. Yes, absolutely.
With our number ones each year, we'll build a list.
Paula Deen, we touched on that. She did. I mean, the thing she said was 20 years ago, but she just did not handle it well.
No, she blew that up.
I mean, look,
I'm not even putting it because you shot Trayvon Martin, but all of this George Zimmerman thing with the guns and the arrest.
He was my number 11.
Exactly.
He was right off my list.
Of course, I had Rob Ford on there. This guy, I didn't want to spend too much time, but I was a fan of this guy on TV, but a guy named Michael Scoopin. He's from Detroit. He was on Survivor twice. He's using his Survivor fame for a Ponzi scheme.
Yes.
And he was just last night.
That story just broke.
Right. He was on the Fox 2 Hall of Shame last night with Rob Wolchek, and it was tremendous because apparently this guy, he hasn't paid his mortgage in 18 months, he's running around as a celebrity collecting money from people. It's ridiculous.
Well, one, if you're famous from Survivor, you're probably considered an asshole.
Well, but to use that fame to defraud people is even worse. Don't forget, this broke in 2013, but the Manti Te'o story.
Ooh, was that 2013?
It was January of 2013. I looked it up.
Thought that was like last season.
No, Ms. Manti Te'o, apparently he's got quite a career. I guess he's good on the Chargers, they're saying. So Manti Te'o has redeemed
himself. Everybody forgot about that, remember?
Yeah, well, it was in January. That's why people forgot.
It was the biggest story.
And not to get into the Kardashians and men, but, you know, Lamar Odom.
Yeah,
you're smoking crack cocaine openly on the streets or whatever you're doing. Get the fuck out of here with that. So those were my extras. Go ahead with anybody else.
Oh, I got a lot of them. You covered some of them. Benedict Cumberbatch.
I don't even know who that guy is, but he's on TV.
He's everywhere.
Yeah,
he's actually a good actor, but I've had enough. And
he's sort of this like charming Brit that women like, right? Isn't that the idea?
Yes, he does Sherlock, and that show's
good. Go fuck yourself.
But he made my list because he's the voice of Smaug. In The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, which also Peter Jackson qualified for. Words can't express. We'll probably do a worst, best movie.
Well, we're going to do a movie show, yeah. We'll do that early in next year.
The fact that speaking of football coverage, they always have to announce, like, you know, coming up tonight on CBS, The Amazing Race. Every time I hear an announcer have to do a live read of The Desolation of Smaug, and they have to say Smaug,
I know.
I fucking cry laughing.
Change the name, Peter.
Oh,
it's
my God.
All right, keep going. Come on.
What other? Some Johnny Depp was an asshole.
What did he do specifically?
Lone Ranger. Well, Lone Ranger's big time.
He needs to make some movies where he plays a real person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's enough of him playing all these weirdos.
He's whacked out. Yeah. And he then tried to claim that he had gotten approval from the Native American community and that they all smoked a peace pipe.
Get the fuck out,
Johnny. The great spirit of the Raven spoke to him and told him to make Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Suck that dick.
We've seen enough of Johnny.
Kris Jenner, just because she's still alive.
All the Kardashians just pop up.
Yeah, I covered that in Kanye, but enough. Vince Vaughn.
He did a lot of bad movies.
He's a turd, just a turd of a human being in a bad, bad movie. And Wayne LaPierre, the president of the National Rifle Association.
Oh, wow.
Continuing his dickishness.
That goes without saying.
Yeah, that guy's a real champ asshole. Hillary Clinton for even just suggesting that. I don't even know if Hillary's even said anything. But just
the Benghazi thing?
The suggestion that Hillary Clinton, well, that's probably bad enough.
Yeah. Oh, she's going to run. Yeah.
The suggestion that she's going to run.
Yeah, she ain't running.
You know who will not be president? I'm going to make this official right now.
Yeah, right.
Here are two people who will not be
Who's
president
that?
In 2016.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And your boy Chris Christie.
Oh, but my boy.
No, I'm just saying.
I thought you were going to say Jeb Bush.
Whenever it's 3 years ahead of time and they go,
those guys never make it. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Remember it was going to be Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah, I know.
These guys are never,
they're never the
president turns out to be.
They're never the guys.
Kevin Orr. The emergency manager of the city of Detroit.
Yeah, that was a tough
it's a tough job.
Yeah.
But the guy's still a dickhead for, you know, he putting up the city's art collection of the DIA.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's all going to shake down, but that is a
horrible thing
move,
to do.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing I'll say about the art collection at the DIA. If we sell all that art and it wipes out all debts that the city has and takes care of all the pensioners, I say sell it. But it's going to be a drop in the bucket for what they really owe.
And all it would do is just
hurt
the reputation
of the
city.
Exactly. So.
Mike Duke, the CEO of Walmart. Walmart decided to open up on Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah.
I mean, there's a million things Walmart does that are shitty during the year, but the whole, we're going to open up at 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving.
You know why everyone did that is because Thanksgiving fell at a weird time. It was a week later than it usually is.
Yeah.
And so there was
it's closer to the Christmas cycle.
Well, there was a week less of shopping, so they had to open early.
Still a dick move. Also, the fact that certain Walmart stores, they were putting out collection plates for the employees.
That, yeah, it was donate canned food when for the Walmart employees.
When you're the wealthiest corporation in the world and your employees are like, we can't eat.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That is a, that is an issue.
Arsenio Hall for making a comeback.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I forgot about him.
That show is the shittiest show.
Yeah, that's not going to last long.
And you forget. Okay, he came back, and the first week he had big ratings.
Yeah.
And those ratings went away by his fourth episode. And then immediately the next week, people were going, Arsenio Hall's show is plummeting like a rock. It's horrible.
Yeah,
there are already like 16 late-night talk shows.
Yeah, there's too
many. You think a black guy could have, there'd be room for one.
No.
His show is so goddamn awful. It's the same show he did in the 90s.
Yeah, and it's a
which
thing.
Which people forget was a horrible show.
No, people act like... Like, oh, we loved that old Arsenio show. No one liked that old Arsenio show. It was awful.
Yeah, God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. You know, he had Paul Scheer. Paul Scheer does a web series where he recreates old Arsenio.
Oh, show. Does he? Okay.
And he brought him on, and Paul Scheer just sat there and made fun of him the whole night. And it was Arsenio was just, he's like, huh, this guy's funny.
Yeah.
He got me. Yeah. And I'm like, you're getting fucked in the ass by a gap-toothed hipster comic.
Yeah, exactly.
And Arsenio sat there like a bitch and took it. Just took
Paul
the
Scheer,
thick.
Just too clever for Arsenio.
Yeah. Paul Scheer, a guy who was on VH1's I Love the Fucking 90s.
Yeah, I know.
He got the better of Arsenio.
Oh.
You clueless hump.
Battle of wits with two unarmed men.
Yelvis, are you familiar with their
no,
work?
Who's that?
They did a little song called What Does the Fox Say?
Oh, oh. That's it. We're going to re-record this show. I have to restart. That's my number one.
Joel's gonna,
what does the
Joel's
fox
gonna re-rank.
That was the dumbest thing of the year. That was the dumbest thing. I'm done with viral videos. You know, I always talk about, you know, all these, how come all the news now is just a bunch of viral videos?
Yeah.
That's all the Today Show is now. That's all the fucking Good Morning America is. It's all, did you see this on there?
The only,
the kitten and the dog are laying together. What are the fuck? Shut up.
Believe me, that'll be our worst television year, the Today
God,
Show.
Those
what does the fox say?
Oh, no,
you know what
you're
the fox
right.
says? Your career's over.
Those really, those guys.
You know what the fox says? Okay. Invest wisely, because it's over for you.
Can I have 10 minutes to apologize to Papa John? I take it all back, John, please.
Wait, there's another viral
video.
I
could use a job, John. Well, I'll make pizzas.
Here's another viral.
I'm Italian. It's in my blood, John. It's fine.
You and Peyton are back
there. Yeah, me and Peyton will be back there making pizzas.
Hey, pass the pepperoni, Peyton.
Come on, yeah.
Look, here's another viral video, fuckface. Patrice Wilson.
I don't know who that is.
And Allison Gold.
What do they do?
He's the guy that did, he did the song Chinese Food. Have you seen this video?
No.
Well, I'm going to have to make you watch it.
No, I'm not watching it.
If you thought Rebecca Black's Friday was bad, this guy did a song called Chinese Food.
Yeah.
In a video, which is the most offensive and horrible.
It's a Chinese.
It's like this young girl singing about how much she likes Chinese food.
Yeah, okay.
And it's completely racist and horrible. And then he did one about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's this like middle-aged black guy who can't get his record sold.
Right.
So he gets these teenage girls to front his videos. Adam Levine just on
By the way, Corey, if you could call that business model into MC Sampler, he would appreciate that, I think.
He should probably
be on our list, right, MC Sampler. But
Edward Snowden, I mean... you know, initially I thought Edward Snowden was kind of brave,
I
thought it was kind of cool what he did, and then the guy just became a disaster and going to Russia.
You know what? I'm kind of with you on that, although, I mean, the bottom line is the guy takes an oath to not tell the secrets. And if you tell the secrets, even if they're having some benefit, first of all, I don't believe that the public's outrage over NSA spying is going to stop the spying. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I just think it'll just end up somewhere else. So I think that was all for
nothing. I ultimately don't know if he revealed anything that was as important.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad, but it's probably something you and I already knew.
Right.
And it wasn't like the Pentagon Papers where they actually revealed the war strategy of the Vietnam War and how they'd fucked it up. Like, that was, you know, Daniel Ellsworth did that for a real good reason. The Snowden thing, I thought initially I was with him, and then he just became, as he became a figure, I got less entranced.
Well, I just feel that all of those revelations are just leading to more paranoia, and paranoia is what leads to this crazy surveillance, and so that's, you know, that's sort of a cycle that's not going to stop. So, anybody else?
Just a lot of familiar names. Ken Jeong.
For, you just hate him and you think he's bad.
He's the least funny.
I mean, Hangover 3 was kind of a train wreck.
He's the least funny guy in the world.
Okay.
Tyler Perry, who is a Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Famer, yeah. Hall of Famer.
Instant lifetime. Hall of Famer. I mean, first ballot.
Yeah.
When we, and
he, has,
when we initiate,
he has Larry the Cable Guy in his movie.
Right. He's already shitty enough. He's already he's already made a plague of bad movies.
Yeah.
Then he makes Medea's Christmas with Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So that, again, we can bring together ignorant white trash and ignorant ghetto trash and put them together in the same theater.
You no longer have to be marginalized. You can team
but
up.
Who's that?
Yeah, I know.
But who's that for?
Exactly.
It's like, he's like, well, only black people are watching my movies. Let me put the crackerest cracker in.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's, is Larry the Cable Guy's audience going to go to a Madea movie?
Yeah, no.
What is it? It's got to be the worst film ever made. I don't care. Fuck Plan 9 from Outer Space. This has got to be the worst film you've ever seen. Fuck The Room or Birdemic. It's got to be the worst thing ever.
All right, anything else?
Jim Schwartz of the Lions.
You want the whole, you want him fired bad. Don't even.
You know, Robin Thicke. There's a lot of
Robin Thicke.
Katie Couric is going to Yahoo.
Yeah, that seems like
what
a bad
fucking stupid.
Well, again, you know, I did this like I said when I investigated Oprah back when I did a solo show years ago when you walked off when you took your ball and went home and I had to relaunch Joel Radio. I did a full Oprah investigation and it's the same thing with Katie. The ratings are down. She's not going to be renewed. She really. She's taking like the golden parachute to get the fuck out of that TV show with some dignity because the TV show failed. And they're going to put her on Yahoo and they're going to pay her a bunch of money. And it's going to be when Yahoo folds, they're going to go, you know, they paid Katie Couric all that money. That was their mistake, you know. So it's really just, you know, it's one disaster.
Well,
feeding
we could go on and on. There's assholes
aplenty. Of assholes. And feel free to call us. I guess we'll call it, do you want to call it the Papa John, the Kanye?
I believe it's the Papa Kanye.
The Papa Kanye.
The Papa
John Kanye douchebag hotline.
Papa Kanye douchebag
the
hotline.
The Papa John douchebag, the Kanye John Papa.
The Papa Yeezus.
Papa
whatever it's going to be.
Whatever it's called. It's 610-552-0746. The Papa John Kanye West douchebag hotline. Tell us who your assholes of the year was. I think we did a pretty good job of covering it.
I think we got a lot of people.
I think we did, too. So you might disagree. You might be a Papa John fan, but probably not.
Please.
I don't know if there's one of those out
there. Maybe if the third shift's
right.
Hey, what the fuck, man? We just ordered a cookie pie. Come on, man.
Well, Papa John, Papa John's kids are probably going, you know you're right about that Papa John, Joel. You know me calling?
I'm just picturing right now some guy's installing seats in a Ford Fusion.
Yeah.
And he's going, what the fuck, man? Papa John's got a good special.
Yeah, shout out to the guys at the Ford plant for listening and everyone that listens.
Oh, shout out to our listener that our friend Bill Hildebrandt.
Bill Hildebrandt, yeah.
Encountered at sea.
Yeah,
apparently
I don't know
he ran into a guy, so maybe we'll get Bill in here to tell that story in further detail.
Yeah, because Bill
he did not identify.
He's working on a cruise ship doing comedy, and one of the guys that listens to the show was up. Hey, I know you from the Joel and Corey's podcast.
There you go.
Like, oh,
well, there you go.
Way to go. So anyway, all right. So that's going to do it for 2013. We will talk to you next in 2014. It'll be a whole new year.
Kanye will still be a dish.
We'll have a fresh batch of assholes starting
beginning
2014.
The asshole clock will reset.
Right, yeah, it will all reset. We're back to zero on assholes for 2014.
An old Kanye will stumble off, and a new baby asshole will take his place.
You'll be put out to pasture. Kanye, thank you.
Papa John.
We got this, Papa John.
You know what'll happen? They'll get into Papa John's Camaro.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll ride off.
Drive off.
Into the asshole hall.
I will fucking piss on that. If you get me near that Camaro, get me within 6 feet. I'll piss on that fucking thing. And I'll make a video and I'll post it on JoelRadio.net. That fucking Papa Dick. Oh, what an ass. Well, maybe they just won't be the official pizza. Maybe next year we'll have somebody else being the official pizza of the NFL, and he won't bother me. He should be the official pizza of Kanye West and Yahoo News with Katie Couric.
Oh, God.
And they can all go jerk each other off on there.
What a bitch.
You can go suck. You can go suck Katie Couric's dick.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon.
What a way to end 2013.
What a high note. Taking it out.
All right. Thank you, Corey. Thank you all for listening. We'll catch you in 2014 back here on Joel Radio. Good night.